annual rivalries on Highway 30 and in our listening area. Good old Lou Platt get together between the Wood River Eagles and the Gibbon Buffaloes. One of the interesting things about this rivalry is it is one of those, you hear about it in college all the time. How can a 2-8 team beat an 8-2 team? That is what this rivalry has been for a number of years. Very rarely have they been on the same plane as far as who's been hot, who's been not, all the way back to the Scott Frost years over at Wood River. Gibbon has been hot here the last few years and then lost a lot of kids the last couple of years, and they have taken their lumps this season. But you'll hear from head coach Mark McLaughlin how important this game is to the Gibbon community and how important it is to these Gibbon football players, even though they haven't won a game this year. For Wood River, they're going to come up short of the playoffs, but much improved in the second year under head coach Jeff Ashby. And you can just tell by the numbers that football is coming back in Wood River. And if they can keep this group going, they have quite a few upperclassmen this year. If they can keep it going, they are going to have a chance to be one of those teams that will compete and win district titles and play in the state playoffs once again. They've got some good athletes over at Wood River, and Gibbon has some, but they're very young. There's only two seniors on this entire Gibbon football team. We saw them on opening night when they took on Minden, and they have played a brand of football that sometimes is surprising, like last week when Sean Hampton ran for over 420 yards and set a school record and almost set a state record as they were able to hang with Grand Island Central Catholic, who's a pretty good football team. There are other nights that they just can't get their offense going. They've been close to wins, lost by 1 point to Hershey, lost by 2 points to Bridgeport. And as we said last week, it was a two-score game with a Grand Island Central Catholic team on the road with a winning record where Hampton went for over 420 yards. For Wood River, their losses have all been to really pretty solid football teams like Grand Island Central Catholic. And let's face it, they got beat just 2 weeks ago by Central Catholic by 37. If you're one of those score comparisons, you go, wow, how's that possible? Gibbon's right there. They've got a chance. Their other three losses are to teams that could all be in the playoffs. The Hastings St. Cecilia Hawks, St. Paul, and Donovan Trumbull, those three teams coming into tonight have a combined record of 19-5. And so how good is Wood River? They've beaten the teams they probably should beat, and they've lost to the teams that maybe they should lose to. And that's what you usually see from a 500 team as Wood River comes in at 4-4. Congratulations to those medalists at the state cross country meet today. A pair from Gibbon and Omar from Wood River. You heard the report if you've been listening to Power 99 about 5 minutes ago on all the medalists from our listening area. So a good day there, and the Gibbon boys and girls had a good day over at the state cross country meet. It was a great day to run, and we'll talk more about that when we get to halftime. But tonight the football season comes to an end, and for some of us that are calling the games, we'll have playoffs going all the way up until the week before Thanksgiving, and these guys will have a month off to get ready for whatever's next, whether it's football, whether it's wrestling, whether it's just doing some work over the winter. This is it tonight. The football season comes to an end as Wood River gets ready to take on Gibbon. You're listening to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. Want to let you know the other games that are on our Platte River radio stations tonight. On the Breeze 94.5, Axtell is taking on Blue Hill. Kearney Catholic and Holdridge are on ESPN 1460. Hastings St. Cecilia and Sutton 7-1 versus 6-2 on ESPN 1550. And then a Class B top 10 matchup coming up between Hastings and Grand Island Northwest is on 1230 AM KHAS. You can listen to all those games as well online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com, our internet streaming brought to you by Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coaches, Jeff Ashby of Wood River and Mark McLaughlin of Gibbon, as we get ready for Week 9 Friday Night Football here on Power 99.
Finney's Meat Market and Catering in Gibbon proudly supports the area athletes. For all your holiday catering, give us a call, 308-468-5000. Stop by Finney's, 49420 Highway 30, to check out our selection of gift boxes.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
H.R. Pop and Snacks in downtown Gibbon has over 60 flavors of gourmet popcorn from Nebraska's heartland. Family-owned and operated, offering quality products and extraordinary personalized customer service. H.R. Pop and Snacks in Gibbon would like to say good luck to all the athletes.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart Pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescription and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, Sam, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes, from Pedley Drug in Minden.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Doug Duda. Before we kick off high school football on this final Friday of the regular season, let's recap the state cross-country meet, which wrapped up this afternoon at the Kearney Country Club under ideal conditions. The Class A boys was the final race, and Fremont wins the state championship again by 10 points over Creighton Prep. Grand Island was 9th, Kearney 10th. Grand Island's Jacob Kosmicki was 6th individually. Kearney's Jackson McFadden took the final medal at number 15. In the Class A girls, Lincoln East edges Fremont by 6 points. Kearney finishes in 7th. The Bearcats' Hannah Godwin, 4th overall. Grace Bonzel was 26th. Class B boys, Scutt wins it by 32 points, but Lexington is the runner-up. Aurora 5th and Hastings 9th. In the Class B boys, Aurora's Ben Springer finished 9th overall. Jaden Welsh of Hastings was 7th for Lexington. Alexis Hernandez 4th and Yanni Vasquez Garcia 8th. Grand Island Northwest Caleb Harb was 57th. Class B girls, Pius edges Elkhorn by 6 points. Hastings 5th, Lexington 6th, and Aurora 7th. Aurora's Maya Noctical was 7th. For Hastings, two medalists, Chelsea Espinosa 4th, Rebecca Plugi 8th, Madison Smith of Lexington finished in 5th. Moving on to the Class C boys, your state champion, Sydney, by 5 points over Holdridge today. St. Paul finished in 11th. In the Class C boys, Adams Central's Luke Boniface was 26th. Cozad's lead runner was Gabe Estrada, 52nd. Gothenburg's William Anderson finished 11th. For Holdridge, two medalists, Tyler Peterson, 3rd, and Caden Erickson was 12th. Kearney Catholic's Camden Cessna finished 7th overall. For Ord, Colton Rouse was 42nd. For St. Paul, Jeffrey Moody was 19th. And for the third consecutive year, Minden's Aiden Wheelock is your state champion with a time of 16:31.8. He's the first Class C runner to win three different times. In the Class C girls, Holdridge comes away as your state champion by 12 points over Fort Calhoun. Kearney Catholic finished in 7th. Adams Central's Grace Ryman was 14th. Natalie Engel of Cozad finished 8th. For Gothenburg, their lead runner was Hannah Anderson at 51st. Two medalists for the state champion Dusters, Sydney Reed 6th and Kenzie Hulbert was 11th. Grace Oberg of Kearney Catholic finished in 12th. For Minden, Alex Bauer was the best runner today, finishing 57th. Morgan Ritz of Ord was 40th, and St. Paul's Busey Valerie was right before her at number 39. And finally, in Class D, for the boys today, Malcolm once again your state champ, Norfolk Catholic the runner-up, Gibbon 6th, Axtell 7th, Shelton 10th, Ravenna 12th, and Donovan Trumbull was 16th. In the Class D boys, Colin Arhart of Ansley Litchfield was 46th for Axtell. Elijah Lopez finished in 18th. Donovan Trumbull's lead runner, Kelton Baxter, was 51st. For Gibbon, they had two medalists, Nathan Holcomb 6th, and Caleb Pickle finished in 8th place today. Red Cloud Blue Hills' Colby Carr led the way in 3rd. Shelton's best runner today was Rylan Cheney, 52nd, and Wood River's Omar Tangero also medaled today in 13th. Finally, in the Class D girls, Ainsworth repeats as the champion by 14 points over North Platte St. Pat's. Gibbon 6th, Ravenna 7th, Hastings St. Cecilia finished in 12th. For Arcadia Loop City, their lone runner, Alicia Rhodes, was 48th. The only medalist was Centura's Caitlin States at 14th. Donovan Trumbull's lead runner, Emma Sadoff, was 64th. Jade Bentley paced Gibbon in 29th. Lauren Parr led the way for St. Cecilia in 37th place. For Ravenna, Casey Detlefs was 21st. Shelton's lone runner, Kathleen Jewell, was 43rd. And SEM's Janaea Pierce was 72nd. And that is your state cross-country recap. I'm Doug Duda. Welcome back to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show here on Power 99, final week of the regular season, and it's a good old rivalry game here in Gibbon as the Buffaloes welcome in their neighbors to the east, the Wood River Eagles, and time to chat with the head coach of the Eagles, Jeff Ashby. Coach, hard to believe that this season has flown by as it has, and rivalry games, no matter what the records, always make it interesting, and it should be interesting again tonight.
Yeah, it should be a really good game tonight. So been looking forward to it. Like you said, this season has just flown by. So it's too bad it has to come to an end.
when we take a look at where your football team has been, definitely tested a lot of teams on your schedule with winning records. You're sitting at 500 tonight. Talk about the improvement and here in the second year with the Eagles and what all has went on in the offseason that has gotten you to 4-4.
Well, you know, we produce some good things, you know, in the offseason with our weight program and doing things in the summer with our 7-on-7s and things like that, just to get a little bit of extra work in the off season. And probably the biggest improvement is our physicality. You know, I was just sitting there the other day looking at our team picture from last year to this year, and there's a big difference in size-wise. So they put some time into the weight room, and we're pretty physical with most of the teams that we played. And, you know, we just, in a few of those games, we just had like about 5-6 minute time slot where we just didn't play very well, and that's where they got the best of us. I mean, we were in the Donovan Trumbull game till mid of the third quarter. We were in the St. Paul game till 1 minute to go in the third quarter. We had a breakdown fumble that kind of slid the other way. And so, you know, I've been very happy with the way we've competed this season.
So, Jeff, as you get ready for the final game tonight, unless some weird things happen, this will be it and not able to make it into the playoffs despite the improvement. What's going to be the next step as you look for 2019 and to continue to grow this program?
A lot of the same stuff. You know, we're trying to get over the hump here and get these guys. The culture changed about, you know, how hard you have to work to get to the level these other teams have been at, you know, the Donovan Trumbulls of the world and things. You know, you've got to put the time in or it's just not going to come to you. And I think the guys are starting to get it, and I think they're seeing improvements in their body and their size. And so, you know, they're pretty excited about that. We have some good young kids coming up, you know, I'm really excited about. And even down into the, you know, we got the elementary program going, and guys are getting excited down there. So hopefully we can just keep growing this thing and they get more and more excited. You know, it'd be nice to we could just slid into the playoffs, you know, because that playoff atmosphere is really exciting. So if we can just – hopefully our next step next year is to make the playoffs.
Jeff Ashby, the head football coach at Wood River, of course, taking your offense and implementing it. It probably takes a little bit of learning, and you've got a couple of guys that have run the quarterback position for you. Talk about how Wood River and the new offense has gotten so much better here in year two.
Well, yeah, the more time you put in, the better, obviously, it gets. And we had Tanner Herman directing the offense and Ty Swanson. Ty started out the year, and then he got a turf toe injury that kind of set him back a ways. So, and Tanner has done a pretty good job. And we started running the ball a little bit more. We got more physical, so we've got to run the ball a little bit more. And then our passing game opened up. And so just the combination, we're more of a 50-50 now than, you know, last year we were probably about, you know, 30-70, and so it makes it a little bit easier to open up those passing lanes, and the offense ran a little bit faster. We could run a lot faster than we did last year and get some things opened up and kind of test the water. So, we're expecting hopefully we can take the same step this next season even more.
Camden Thompson is a name that will probably say quite a bit tonight. He leads you in rushing, he leads you in tackling, and the senior plays his final game tonight.
Yeah, Camden's been really good for us, you know, on offense. You know, he gives us the tough yards after contact. You know, he's not super fast, but, you know, the yards after contact is huge. And then on the defensive side of the ball, he's been our best linebacker and does a really good job there. So it's been nice having Camden, you know, and he'll get into that tough wrestling season coming up. And you know, that's made him tougher and things like that. So Camden is a great job for us, you know, and then we have Evan Waddington, another linebacker, another good wrestler. So, you know, it's always nice to have that good wrestling program to, you know, make your kids tougher for football.
And last minute here with Jeff Ashby, the head football coach of the Wood River Eagles. What is it about Gibbon? Now, if you grew up in these two towns, you know about it. If you've kind of been transplanted in, you learn about it. And we know Gibbon has been getting better. As we talked with Coach McLaughlin, it's been a rough season for them after really being decimated by graduation. But we all know they're going to put their best foot forward. What do you see out of Gibbon tonight?
Yeah, exactly. He's exactly right. You know, that's what I told the boys. I said, this is not the same team we watched on film, you know, 4 or 5 weeks ago. They're a much improved football team. They're a young football team. So they've gotten steadily better. So it's going to be a dogfight. Like you said, when it comes down to rivalry, you can throw out the records because, you know, they're going to come to play. And, if, you know, if, would – be nothing better for them if they could, you know, the one game they win is against Wood River. So, you know, we know that going into this, that that's what they're looking forward to.
And this was kind of brought up, maybe kind of a big red deal, Jeff, when you change offenses. A lot of teams that you play don't run your offense, but your defense in practice has to try to defend your offense. How much time do you spend, and how difficult is it to run a different offense like you will be facing each and every week with your defense?
Yeah, you know, we plan accordingly. Coach Benny is our defensive coordinator, and he does a tremendous job of getting that all set up and things. We spend a lot of time defending our offense early in the year, you know, and stuff. And then we kind of go into our scout team and start preparing for the teams we're going to play. So, no, Coach Benny does a tremendous job on the defensive side of the ball. We're prepared very well every week. And so, like I said, it's different every week. You know, you got Ground Central Catholic who throws the ball around, you know, 40 times a game. And then you got people that run the ball, like a Donovan Trumbull, they'll throw, and St. Paul with the big backs like they have. So, yeah, it's a new game each week, and you got to be prepared.
Coach, it'll be fun to see the football team again tonight. Best of luck, and again, thanks for the time.
Okay, thanks for having me.
That's Jeff Ashby, head football coach of the Wood River Eagles, and we'll chat with Gibbon coach Mark McLaughlin right after this on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. Welcome back to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. It is the season finale for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Of course, we got a chance to see Gibbon at the beginning of the season, and we'll wrap the season up here against Wood River and head coach of the football. That was smooth. And we're joined by the head coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes, Mark McLaughlin, here on the pregame show. Mark, I know it's been a long season when you're looking for a win, but, boy, you had something to kind of hang your hat on last week. Let's start there. Sean Hampton and your run game really had a big week for you.
Yeah, he did. It's a school record and a state record. 422 yards is what the official number was. We were off on the field. We had him at 408, but we didn't really know that when you have a penalty, the yards prior to the penalty occurring still count. So I probably better go back and do some adjusting to stats from several years ago, because I've never counted them. I've just counted it as no play. But anyway, he'll be 41 carries for 422. He ran the ball really well. But our offensive line did a nice job, and you want to give credit where credit's due, but GICC only had five guys in the box all night. We know that's not going to happen on Friday. So we've got our work cut out for us.
Coach, as you mentioned to me before we started, this team has improved. You knew it was going to be a growing process throughout the year. Tell me where you have improved the most as you get ready for this rivalry game.
That's a really tough question. At times, you feel like you've improved a ton in this area or in that area. And then at times, our youth and inexperience still rears its ugly head. Even Friday night, you know, we watched the tape, and there's plays where we were spectacular. We did exactly what we should, and some of our run schemes kind of asked the kids to make a choice, this or that, and they got it right. Maybe even when GICC was doing stuff we didn't think they were going to do. And the kids were able to apply things that they know. But then there's also times we watch the tape and think, man, what are you thinking? You know, it's continually here. We've likened it to things that Coach Frost is seeing at Nebraska, things that we've taken for granted for a long time. And now those are things that the kids can't just automatically do. And we've mastered some of them in the passing game. Wiseman set a school record for passing yards in a game against Bridgeport, and then we did it against Wood River or against GICC in the run game. But rarely can we do it at the same time. So we've improved in tons and tons of aspects. Where we haven't improved is putting things together. And I mean, all across the board, if that makes sense. So we need to do that Friday.
We're talking with Mark McLaughlin, head coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes. And as we noted at the beginning of the year, such a young team, just a couple of seniors and not overly a ton of juniors out there. I know it's hard to be patient and build for the future and all the things like that. A valuable experience here. How do you maintain, because you want to play JV ball, you want to play freshman ball at some schools, yet a lot of these guys have to play on Friday night. How have you been maintaining the non-Friday part of this season for your youngsters?
We haven't changed anything. If they're a freshman or a sophomore, just this past Monday, we went over to Donovan and played with Donovan and St. Cecilia for a while. And we played all of our freshmen and sophomore kids because they need to play JV football. Yeah, they're playing on Friday night, but they still need to play on JV football. They need to get as many reps as they can. And so that's what we've been trying to do.
Wood River likes to chuck the ball around a little bit here, and they want to get above 500 and take the next step in their development. How hard is it to prepare for a team that's different than some teams? I know Central Catholic and a couple other teams do put the ball in the air a little bit.
Yeah, they're tough, but it's not just passing. Against Centura, they ran speed option probably 40 times, 35 times. Against Hershey, they ran the ball total 5-6 times. And a lot of it was down on the goal line late in the first half. They were trying to get a touchdown, and they were really tight. They were down in the red zone. And then the other part was late in the game when they're up by 35 points or whatever. It was like 41-6. Then they ran a few plays, and they were just trying to drain the clock. So they throw it a ton, yeah, but they can also run it like they did against Centura. And it really, I think it depends on the coverage you play. If you're in a zone, they'll pick you apart. If you're in man-to-man, they're going to try to run you off and then run their speed option where your DBs used to be.
Well, last minute here with Mark McLaughlin. Sometimes we overuse the word rivalry, but it was spirited last year in the rain game. It's been spirited for years. You play so many young kids. Is it still, in their mind, a rivalry game? Because as Coach Ashby said, he knows Gibbon would love nothing more to get their one win against them.
Oh, that's fact, man. Our kids, I've said it a million times, I'd rather go 1-8 and beat Wood River than go 8-1 and lose to them. You know, this game is the only game on our schedule that matters unless we're playing for a state title. And our kids know that. So if we go 1-8, I'll be disappointed we only won one game, but at least it'll be the right one.
Well, it should be a fun atmosphere tonight as Wood River takes on Gibbon to wrap up the season here on Power 99. And, Mark, always great to see the Buffaloes. Look forward to seeing the improvement that the team has made from week one here into week number 9. So thanks for the time. Best of luck.
Thank you. Thanks a lot for covering our game. Appreciate all you do for high school sports in our area, man.
Thanks, Mark. Mark McLaughlin, head football coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes, as they go for win number 1 tonight. And we will give you the starting lineups on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show right after this on Power 99.
Gibbon Packing is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes and would like to wish them good luck in the competition. Looking for great pay and benefits? Gibbon Packing is currently accepting applications for production and maintenance positions. No experience is necessary. Call Sarah at 308-468-7279 for more details or stop by the Guard Shack for an application at 218 Highway 30 in Gibbon. Gibbon Packing is an equal opportunity employer. Good luck, athletes.
Are your internet demands changing? Just a few short years ago, internet service was much different than it is today. The everyday home now has an average of 12 connected devices accessing the Wi-Fi modem. You need a robust solution. You need Redline High-Speed Internet from Nebraska Central Telephone Company. They are the internet provider who's tested, proven, and has roots deep in your community. Call 888-873-6282 or check them out online at nctc.net. That's Nebraska Central Telephone Company.
And welcome back to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show here on Classic Hits Power 99 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Want to take a look at what's going on in the injury situation. They're in pretty good shape over on the sideline for the Wood River Eagles. Coach Jeff Ashby says two deep, can't have any problems, not worried about where they're at with the two deep. That is obviously not the case for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with a location near you. For Gibbon, among those that are out tonight, Ben Wiley, the junior, along with sophomore Elijah Harper. Out with an ACL is Tristan Fisher, the sophomore and a linebacker. And then Edgar Guevara, another sophomore that is about 210 pounds. He is out with a shoulder injury. But Gibbon does have some players. It's not like we saw last night when we were down the road at Shelton. They were down to 17 suited players in their game against Fullerton. Gibbon does have a few more players. But as we said, just a couple of seniors on this team in Sam Kuchera and Alex Lopez, who are both in the starting lineup. So that is your injury report brought to you by our friends at Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with a location near you. A couple of things to note, Gibbon, it's going to be a very honor night tonight. They have the veterans and those presenting the colors. We got, it looks like, about 15 to 20 of them here. Got a nice honor for the folks that are coming in. You can see the huge, I guess, trailer, SUV, whatever you want to call it, that is sitting in the parking lot for the veterans. And then on the back of the Gibbon uniforms, the word freedom. It doesn't say Gibbon. It doesn't say the name. But for the Buffalo, it says Gibbon on the front and then freedom, where the name would be on the back of your uniform. They'll be wearing the black uniforms with the blue pants and the blue helmets, the white tops and purple pants for the Wood River Eagles. As they will kick the ball away here today for a Gibbon, they are going to receive the kick as they get this final night of the high school football season underway. Again, we're glad to have you along with us on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrids seed dealer. The state high school football playoffs will get underway next week. 8-man on Thursday, 11-man and 6-man 1 week from tonight. We will keep you up to date on what's going on with the Platte River Preps scoreboard. You can follow along at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com is where you can head. PlatteRiverPreps.com and find out some of the scores from last night, including Adams Central defeating Cozad by a score of 42-7. Also last night, a lot of 8-man football action from around the area. It was South Loop over Amherst, 14-0. Arapahoe beat Alma, 52-50. Cambridge over Hitchcock County, 55-12. Fullerton was a winner over Shelton, 42-6. It was Anselmo Myrna doubling up Loomis, 88-44. Kennesaw, 82-22 over Giltner, and Bertrand beat Pleasanton, 62-26. Six-man action last night. Number one Harvard shut out Hampton. Number two Wilcox-Hildreth beat McPherson County, 44-6, and Eustis Farnham beat SEM. We'll come back, give you the starting lineups, and kick it off tonight. Gibbon, Wood River, right after this.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
You have a big investment in your farming operation. Let Landmark Implement help you get the most out of your equipment by investing in equipment service inspections. Let our trained and certified technicians evaluate and provide you with a complete list of repairs that will help your equipment perform better and deliver maximum performance. Schedule your combine inspection now and receive half off the price of a platform or corn head inspection along with a combine wash before you store it away for the season. Take advantage of no payment, no interest financing for service, parts, and attachments. Contact your local Landmark service manager for details.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney, and we will start with the Eagles of Wood River. At center, number 77, 6 foot, 195-pound junior, that's Colin Hurley. At the guards, on the left side, number 50 is 5'8", 192-pound senior Zach Kaufman, and the right guard, 6'2", 260-pound senior Zane Turek. At the tackles, left side is Brandon Sire, 6 foot, 210-pound junior. He'll wear number 51. And number 79, 6'2", 260-pound senior, is Zane Turek. At tight end, 6'3", 206-pound junior, Trey Zazine. Also on the flanker, or excuse me, at the wide receiver, is going to be number 2, Grant Gannon, 5'11", 160-pound senior, and number 5, 6'1", 181-pound senior, Coy Gideon. The fullback is number 8, 5'9", 165-pound senior, Camden Thompson. Running back, or that he's the I-back, excuse me, not the fullback. The I-back is Camden Thompson, leading the team in rushing. The running back is Caleb Stewart, 5'10", 149-pound freshman, wears number 13. And your quarterback for the Eagles, number 11, 5'11", 194-pound senior, Tanner Herman. 4-4, Wood River is coached by Jeff Ashby. For the Gibbon Buffaloes, the center is number 64, 5'9", 223-pound junior, Jaime Cuellar. Left guard, number 58, is Jose Honorato, 5'9", 190-pound sophomore. The right guard is number 6'4", 267-pound junior. Right tackle is Austin McHale, number 68, a 6'4", 224-pound junior. And the left tackle, 6'2", 171-pound senior, number 73, Sam Cuchera. The tight end is Carlos Tamayo, a freshman, 5'8", 140-pounder, wears number 20. The flanker is number 23, Alex Lopez, the senior, 5'8", 139-pounder. Split end, number 11, Brian Yepes, 5'9", 145-pound junior. The slot back, Daniel Escondon, the 5'6", 130-pound junior, wears number 24. The I-back, number 25, Sean Hampton, 5'8", 163-pound sophomore. And the quarterback, Matt Wiseman, 133-pound sophomore. Head coach is Mark McLaughlin, and those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We are ready for football here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Wood River, Gibbon, it's rivalry night, and we are ready to go as Wood River will boot the ball away, and putting his toe into it will be Luis Trejo, and this will be picked up at about the 11-yard line. Gibbon finds a hole over the right side, 15, 20, here comes the penalty flag, across the 30, all the way out to about the 37-yard line. But this one is going to be marked all the way back to about the 15 as the flag lays at the 25-yard line, as Escondon had a nice return that time, but it just may not matter as we get our first indication of the night from our white hat. And there is that backside block. It's a new rule this year. We call it back in the day. You kind of light somebody up, a defenseless player, and you see that. We saw two of those last night. And that's a penalty that will bring it all the way back. So some of them call it a block in the back. Some of it call it just an illegal block. So first down and 10 is where we will start this football game off for the Gibbon Buffaloes. And they're going to mark this at the 15-yard line. First down and 10, Gibbon. Let's see what they can get done here after that 10-yard penalty on the illegal block. They'll set here in the pistol formation. Wiseman turns, hands it to Hampton off the right side, and there's not much there. Wood River is able to swarm in. He keeps the legs churning, maybe got a yard out of the whole deal. So, first down and 10, and just kind of crash it off the right side. Hampton rushing for over 400 yards last week, had just 600 yards the entire season up until that point. So it'll be second down now, and we'll call it 10 yards to go after no gain. A little pitch play out to the left side, looking for some running room and getting across the 15 to the 16, maybe the 17-yard line. Hampton is wrapped up there. First man to the ball is going to be Stewart. It'll be a gain of 3 on the play, and we'll call it third down. In fact, they'll say 4, third down and 6 for Hampton. He's carried it twice up the middle, once off to the left side. And the quarterback, Matt Wiseman, stays out of the shotgun. Four down lineman for Wood River on third down and 6. Opening series of the game is just going to be a pitch play right side. They break through, and breaking the tackle is going to be Hampton. Runs over a man to the 20 to the 22, but he's not going to get the first down. They tried to tackle him high in the backfield. Somebody blew a blocking assignment, and Hampton was lucky to get out of the backfield. He is going to pick up about 4 more yards, and we'll call it fourth down and 2. The ball at their own 21-yard line, and it'll be a punting situation here, but let's see what Gibbon decides they want to do. They line up that it could be a punt. They line up that it could be a fake, only about 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage, the snap, and they will pooch punt it, and it's not going to go very far. It'll be picked up at the 50-yard line that time by Grant Gannon. Gannon makes a man miss at the 45, left sideline, 40, 35. He's still in bounds. He'll be pushed out of bounds at around the 23-yard line on a nice punt return that time, and the punt just 29 yards. But they got just about all of that back on the return, and Wood River is going to start off with excellent field position. But there's another penalty flag out there on the field, laying at about the 36. It was over there on the far sideline, and they'll walk it off again. So we've had two special teams plays, and we've had two illegal blocks. So each team getting 10 yards on this one. And it'll be first down and 10 for Wood River, but they are still in given territory. So first down and 10 here at the 47-yard line of the Buffaloes. Wood River likes to chuck that football around, and let's see what quarterback Tanner Herman has tonight. His first play is going to be a handoff on an isolation over the right side to the 41-yard line. Carrying the football, their leading rusher, Camden Thompson. He's going to pick up about 6 on the play. It'll be second down and 4. And this, of course, Jeff Ashby, we all know what he did at Giltner. He's trying to institute a little bit here in the 11-man game. Out of the pistol with the slot back off to the left side. There's a little miscommunication on the handoff, but it's going to be enough for a first down as Thompson runs hard off the left side inside the 35, just short of the 34-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 7 more for Thompson. So 2 carries, 13 yards here, trying to establish that line of scrimmage. They'll send a flanker out wide to the right. They put a back offset just over the left guard. Now they swing him over to the right guard side, stay out of the pistol, and we're going to get a penalty flag again. So we've got a few early flags here this evening, and this is going to be a false start on Wood River. Second penalty here on the Eagles, and that'll make it first down and 15. Scoreless, 9:43 to go here in the first quarter, Friday Night Football on KKPR-FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Glad you're along with us. Some games have playoff implications. Some have pride. This has a little bit of both. Option play right side. Quarterback Herman going to keep it. Dives forward and got a couple. Gets back to about the 37-yard line. Going to be only a gain of 2. It'll be second down and 13. Wood River just looks good when they line up over the football. Know where they're at. No huddle. Everybody looks to the sideline. They get the play. They don't have the wristbands that they're looking at. They're all able to read the signals from the sideline here. And the running back, he's going to hand off and fake that. They'll throw it out here in the flat, open, complete into the hands at the 30-yard line of Caleb Stewart. The freshman is going to have enough for the first down as he gets inside the 25. They'll mark him at the 24. That's a gain of 13 on the first pass play of the night for Herman.
Herman's pass complete to number 13, Caleb Kirk.
Second first down here for the Wood River Eagles. They try to go fast. Stewart lines up to the right wing now. They will put the running back in Thompson off to the left side, right side of his quarterback. And they'll run option that way, pitch it out here. Thompson trying to make the edge. Here's another penalty flag away from the play and up the edge to about the 22. A hold going to be called on Wood River. So really wasn't expecting that here. I'm sure the coaches aren't either. A lot of flags, and we've only played about 4 minutes, not even that, 3 minutes, on the final game of the season. Of course, some of it has to do with the rivalry, wanting to win your battle a little bit harder. So it's going to be a 10-yard hold that happened at the line of scrimmage, and it's going to be first down and 20 yards to go. Mark the ball at the 36. Or the 32, excuse me. It might not even be a full 20. Back to pass again. Herman throws it out here in the left flat. It's complete into the hands of Coy Gideon. Gideon is hit right where he caught the football, and it'll be brought down at the 25-yard line. Going to be a gain of about 7 on the play, and it'll be second down and 11. Herman's 2 for 2 so far here in the football game. And they're ready to go again. Scoreless with 8:20 and running here in the first quarter of play. First possession for Wood River. They'll run option. Late pitch out here on the wing. They'll get it into the hands of Jose Trejo this time. And Trejo strung out and brought down at about the 22-yard line. Going to be a gain of 3 on the play. So trying a little something different there were the Eagles. Trejo, who has played a variety of spots, able to get 3 on his first carry, and it's going to be third and long. But they're in that two-down situation. They're going to make it third and nine instead of third of 11. They move the football after the tackle. So third down and nine at the 22-yard line of Gibbon. Out of the shotgun. Turn, hand it off to Thompson, right side. He's hit at the 20, tries to stretch forward to the 19, but they hold on and bring him down for a very short gain. Great tackle that time by Sam Kuchera, a gain of two. It's going to be third down and all of 6 yards to go, maybe seven. So fourth down, and the Eagles lining up to go for it here. If there was kicking involved, it would have been a 37-yard attempt, but they're going to line up to go for it. So Tanner Herman out of the shotgun, back to pass, looks right, looks short, looks deep, over the middle. There's two receivers there. It is caught, but did he get the first down? It is very close. I think maybe they have it here to Grant Gannon. Boy, two receivers right on top of each other, and lucky that one of those two defenders who were in the area didn't knock it down. So we'll call it a gain of eight. They'll mark him at the 11-yard line. Then it'll be first down and 10 just outside of the 11. Out of the shotgun again. Herman's going to run option to the left side. Now decides to cut it back up against the grain. Gets inside the 10. And he's spun up in the air by Wiseman and will land at the 5-yard line. A gain of six on the play. And it'll be second down and four at the 5-yard line. Wood River forced a three and out on Gibbon on the opening possession. Then after a nice punt return was wiped out by a penalty, they still had it at the 47-yard line. And looking to knock that door down here on their first possession. Two backs in the backfield this time. Stewart to the left. They fake the handoff. Herman's going to keep it on the right side, but he's going to go nowhere. Maybe a half a yard before he's gang tackled up there. And in there on the tackle is Sean Hampton, among others. And it'll be third down and four at the five. Good defense here by Gibbon. Trying to keep Wood River out of the end zone. They already converted one fourth down. Now you've got third and four at the five. They're ready to go. Quarterback draw again. Herman going to get a little closer this time to about the three, maybe in between the two and the three, but it's still going to be fourth down. A gain of one on the play. It'll be fourth down and two. So trying to spread Gibbon out. Gibbon is not biting on it, and they're able to hang in there. So fourth and two at the three for Wood River. Scoreless with 5.5 to go here in quarter number one. Taking a long time to get the play in here. We may see Wood River burn a timeout so that they have the right play in on fourth down. They're ready to go, though. And it'll be Thompson flanking his quarterback, Herman, to the right. Herman back to pass, wants to throw, has all day. Now throws it into the corner of the end zone. Complete touchdown. Coy Gideon, a 3-yard touchdown reception, and the Eagles are on the board, 6-0. He just had all day to throw the football, and a good job by Herman to just stand in there. Tanner looked, surveyed, and said, he's just too wide open. I'm going to throw it over here. Now the extra point coming up as Ty Swanson is the holder, and Herman is the extra point kicker. Here's the snap. It's down. The kick is away, and the kick is no good. It is wide left, but we have a penalty flag. They might have ran into the kicker. That's one of those where Gibbon would have blocked it. Would have blocked it, and they're going to call running into the kicker. They would have blocked it had they laid out for it, but they didn't want the penalty, so they just kind of ran right through, and now you'll get another opportunity here at the PAT, and they're sending in different personnel, so we may see a two-point conversion try for Wood River. On a retry here of the extra point. 6-0, 5:17 to go here in the first quarter of play. And that's indeed what they're going to do. They're going to line up to go for two. They'll put the ball on the left hash. Split out wide to the right here is Caleb Stewart. And it looks like it's a wildcat. There is nobody in the backfield, so Herman's just going to go back, looking for a little swing pass out here. It is complete, and into the end zone is Coy Gideon. That's the way they do it at Wood River. They brought Coy Gideon and just drug him behind the line of scrimmage all the way from the left slot. They threw it to him right behind the center, and he ran to the pylon, and the two-point conversion is good. Our 5 points bank touchdown brought to you by 5 points bank, the better bank in Kearney. A 3-yard touchdown pass from Tanner Herman to Coy Gideon. 5:17 to go first quarter. Wood River 8, given nothing.
Have you ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way a thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the bullet spray on bed liners from the Dent Poppers protect your pickup truck's bed. No rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. Bullet spray on liners is the one that goes on hot, stays strong. That means your truck holds its value longer. Surprised that the Dent Popper now applies bullet spray on? Don't be. The Dent Popper's been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown. Town Kearney for a free estimate.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
Here's a line drive kick that bounces and will be picked up at the 10-yard line, out across the 15, the 20, into the 25-yard line, where the tackle will be made on Daniel Escandon, and that's where Gibbon will take over for their second possession of the first quarter of play. 8-0 Wood River, as they were able to take four first downs from the 47-yard line, overcame a penalty or two, and now Gibbon will take over with those black uniforms, blue numbers. I would outlaw them if it was allowed by me. They are just impossible to see down there. First down and 10 as Wiseman will turn and hand it to Hampton. A hole for a moment. They stand him up as he gets to the 27-yard line, and he'll be brought down there. Gain of 3 on the play. So Hampton has carried it on all four possessions, all four snaps so far here in the game for head coach Mark McLaughlin, trying to stay in this game, work their big linemen up there, and not allow Wood River to get on top too much and stay in this football game to halftime. Twins in the backfield, fake the handoff, looks like it might be a busted play. Wiseman scrambling out of there, and he gets tackled a little rough. They grabbed him around the shoulder pad and drug him backwards. He picked up a couple to the 29-yard line, but looked like Wiseman was ready to hand that football off, and nobody wanted it. So it'll be third down. We'll call it 5 yards to go, just short of the 30-yard line. Both backs stay in the backfield, flanked off to the left side here. A lone wide receiver. Checking again for the play at the sideline. They're on the near hash by the Buffalo side. Pitch player right side, trying to find some room. Hampton, and he is shoestring tackled, and he is not barely going to get back to the line of scrimmage. Falls back to the 30-yard line, and it's going to be another three and out here for Gibbon. So punting the football away. Last time it was a 29-yard punt that was returned almost 29 yards, but there was a penalty. And so back it came, didn't matter. Wood River was able to march at 47 yards. 3:40 to go first quarter, 8-0 in favor of the Gibbon Buffalo, or excuse me, the Wood River Eagles. Gibbon Buffaloes getting ready to punt the ball away. So Sean Hampton is the punter. Hampton, they're going to fake it. Short snap, wide open on the sideline. It's complete. 40, 45, and down the sideline. Alex Lopez to the 40, to the 30, to the 25, and the fake punt works. 46 yards on the pass play. Lopez making the pass reception, and Lopez takes it all the way down the field inside the 25 to the 24. They just kind of hit him over here by the sideline. And that's probably one of the pluses to those dark uniforms. You couldn't tell that he was actually on the field. That's one of those you got to alert the referee and let him know what you're doing. And they actually got the job done. So in Wood River territory at the 24-yard line. Wiseman turn, hands it to Hampton. Hampton tries to get to the left side, uses a stiff arm. Inside the 25 to the 21, and a late flag. Oh, another flag. And here we go. 3:05 to go in the first quarter, and the rivalry is starting to take shape. The same official threw a flag. Then the young man said something, and the hat came off, indicating a second foul. This is going to be two penalties against Wood River. First, 15-yard face mask. Second, dead ball, unsportsmanlike conduct. So the ball's at the 21. You'll go half the distance twice. So they'll be right around the 6-yard line, between the 5 and the 6, when this one is all said and done. So a 10-yard face mask, and then it should be about a 5 or 6-yard unsportsmanlike conduct. And Wood River already has five penalties here in the first quarter. Gibbon will get the first down. Well, they mark it at the 10. I don't think that was marked off correctly. Those should be two half the distance, and here they go. They're going to talk about it. This should be somewhere between the 5 and the 6-yard line. The ball was marked, if we saw it right, at the 21. Half the distance is between the 10 and 11. Now here we go. They're going to remark the football. Good job. Ball between the 5 and the 6-yard line. First and goal, Gibbon. And let's see if they can put this one in the end zone, trailing 8-0 to Wood River. Split out wide to the left side is going to be Lopez. Still waiting to get the ball set here. And first and goal. Hampton in the backfield, right behind his pistol quarterback in Matt Wiseman. Wiseman calling the cadence. Wood River wants to bring a blitz. They don't like what they see, and a timeout's going to be called by Gibbon. Brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. We're there when you need us. ENT Physicians, 8-0 Wood River.
Winter is coming. Does your heater have enough heat in it? Let the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating make sure your heating system is ready. Don't be caught without your system working properly when you need it the most. Call today and have your furnace or heat pump checked. Our qualified technicians will check over all the mechanisms and make sure it's ready for all those cold days. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating in Kearney at 308-236-6437 or in Holdridge at 308-995-4481.
Welcome back to the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth here at Gibbon. Thanks to Athletic Director Jeff Montgomery and all the folks for their hospitality. As we bring you Gibbon Wood River, Kearney Towing is on the road, bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. First and goal, Gibbon. They are at the 5-yard line of Wood River after a nice fake punt and then a couple of penalties. Wiseman. Pitch play right side. Hampton finds a little bit of a seam, but as he cuts back to the 4-yard line, he's going to be stood up and driven backwards. A gain of 1 on the play for Sean Hampton. It'll be second and goal. Ball at the 4. Again, 46 yards via the fake punt. Coach Mark McLaughlin pacing the sidelines. He's some 20 yards away from the rest of his team. Now he paces his way back on the headset. Twins to the left side, including Connor Hyde. Second and goal from the 4. Hampton again, about a yard behind. They are going to send Escandon in motion from left to right. He'll move the defense that way, fake the pitch, throw over the middle. It is complete. Touchdown, and a ball jarred loose. Oh, they had it. Great play, and a great stick to jar the ball loose there. Knocking it out of the hands from Carlos Tamayo. And that'll bring up third down and goal at the 4. He almost had it long enough that it could have been a turnover, but he didn't make more than one step because I thought he was in the end zone. And it's third down and goal at the 4. So another opportunity here for the Buffaloes. That was a great play, just stuck hard by the Wood River defensive back. Wiseman. Fakes the handoff, looking, has all kinds of room to run to the left, now wants to throw into the corner of the end zone, and this time it's caught. Touchdown, Gibbon. Tamayo. Didn't have to worry about it this time. A 4-yard touchdown pass. So a 3-yard touchdown pass on fourth down for Wood River and a 4-yard touchdown pass on third down for Gibbon. And because of the way the game is going, I thought maybe we'd see a 2-pointer, but Gibbon is going to run out their extra pointer. So Avila up to try the extra point. And the kick is on the way. It is up. It is long. And it is good. So knocking it through is Avila. Abel Avila, the sophomore, makes it 8-7. Wood River still has the lead. Your 5 points bank touchdown. A 4-yard touchdown reception by Tamayo. 2:02 to go, first quarter.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life.
with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
And we're ready to boot the football away. And before we can get the ball booted away, here comes more penalty flags. And so on the kickoff, somebody took off too soon here for Gibbon. So offsides on the kickoff, a 5-yard penalty, and that'll move them back to the 35-yard line. 2:02 to go here in the first quarter, 8-7 your score. Let's check our PlatteRiverPreps.com scoreboard. Kearney High has got on the board 7-0 against North Platte. Grand Island leads Lincoln East 7-3 in B. Northwest leading Hastings 14-3. And we'll try and get you an update on the York score. Looks like they may be ahead 22-0 right now. And the boot away. It's going to be a high short kick taken at the 22-yard line by the up man here for Wood River and trying to make somebody miss. And dancing is Grant Gannon, and he is stood up and brought down at the 28-yard line. So only about a 6-yard return. Well executed that time by Gibbon. And it'll be first down and 10. For Wood River at their 28-yard line, leading it by a score of 8-7. Other scores for you. Aurora has scored on Central City 7-0 in the second quarter. Kearney Catholic leads Holdridge 14-0 on ESPN 1460. First down and 10 here for the Eagles. Herman fakes the handoff, now has nowhere to go, and he is going to be hit in the backfield and drop the sack for 24 yards. They were trying a misdirection. You would have called it a shovel pass if it would have been over the middle, but as he looked over to his eye back, Camden Thompson, he was covered and brought down. Nice job there by Smith to get in there, and Braxton brings him down for a loss of 3 on the play. First sack of the ball game, and it'll be second and 13. Herman back to pass, short underneath. Ball's complete and upended right away at the 29-yard line. It's going to be Grant Gannon. There on the stick is Alex Lopez. So getting back about what they lost on the sack, we'll call it a gain of 4. It'll be third down and 9. So Herman is actually 5 for 5 so far in the ball game, but 4 of those passes are under 8 yards. Third down and 9 at their own 29-yard line, leading it 8-7. Herman rolls left, looking deep, going to throw it all the way down the field for Gannon, and it's off his fingertips as he lays out at the Gibbon 35-yard line. And I'll tell you what, Herman can throw the football. The senior going to be playing in his final high school game tonight, almost hooked up on a big-time pass, but it falls incomplete, and the Eagles will be in a punting situation here, 4th and 9 at their own 29-yard line, leading the ball game 8-7. And back to punt the football away. Looks like Evan Waddington will do the job. And Escandon in punt return form here for Gibbon. Snap is over Waddington's head. He's got to go get it, and it's rolling away from him at the 5. And he does get it away, and then it's blocked. It's blocked straight up into the air. And now it's a free ball, and it's going to be covered by Gibbon. Oh, my. All the way back at the 13-yard line. Waddington did an outstanding job to get back there and try to boot it away, but getting a hand on it was Braxton Smith, and it went straight up in the air, and then there's about 9 guys trying to grab it, and it ends up being at the 13-yard line. So bad snap on the punt, and it'll be Smith with the block. And they'll move it to the 13-yard line of Wood River, and an opportunity here for Gibbon to get the lead. Again, Gibbon has not won a football game this year, but nothing like a rivalry to put a little extra giddy-up in you here on the final night of the season. From the 13, here's an end around. They'll go around the left end. Good stiff arm at bringing him down. Nice tackle and holding on is Trejo. Jose was the only man there to bring Escandon down, who lined up in the right slot. And he got a yard on the play. It'll be second down and 9. And Gibbon doesn't have to run another play in the quarter if they don't want to. 17 seconds and counting, but it looks like they'll come up over the ball and try and snap it. Second down and 9 at the Wood River 12. Wiseman takes the snap, looks right, wants to throw, steps up in the pocket, throws left, and up and in. It's a touchdown. Alex Lopez, who hauled in the fake punt, hauls in the 12-yard touchdown pass here. So Wiseman, who threw the fake punt from the up-back position, puts Gibbon ahead, and they haven't been ahead very much this year. It's 13-8, and Avila will come out, and again, they'll just kick the extra point with 3 seconds remaining. So it didn't take long, just a couple of plays after the block punt, and the Buffaloes on senior night, on parents' night, here at home, lead this football game. We're going to have offsides on the PAT as it is blocked. But there is about 3 guys coming hard from the right side for Wood River. Everybody's running off the field for some reason, but if it would have been illegal procedure, they'd have blown the play dead. It has to be offsides on Wood River. Each team has had a missed extra point, but a penalty, and so now they'll get to try it again. And let's see if they change their mind like Wood River did. Wood River kicked it, missed it, penalty on roughing the kicker, so they went for 2 and got it. Now it looks like they will send Wiseman back out there and go for 2. Take a little time as they line up over the football. And the 2-point conversion. Changing the play here maybe. Oh, there's going to be a direct snap to Hampton. Hampton over to the right side. That didn't work. That's run too many times. Wiseman acts like he's trying to call an audible and walks down the line of scrimmage. But if you watch the longest yard, you know what happens. They snap that ball. But they score. Gibbon didn't get in on the 2-point conversion. So with 3 seconds to go in the first quarter, it's Gibbon 13 and Wood River 8 on Power 99.
Buzz's Marine of Kearney wants your used boat this fall. If you bring in your well-loved boat to Buzz's, and it's from 2011 or newer, you get an extra $1,000 added value for your trade-in. Not only that, but your boat's winterization will be on Buzz's Marine. For full details, visit Buzz's at 507 Central Avenue in Kearney or online at buzzesmarine.com to shop the new and used boat selection. This offer expires October 31st. Save on winterization. Save on storage. Save on a new boat.
Along with our producer engineer, Cassie Sloan, Doug Duda here, and Jeff Babel taking care of the PlatteRiverPreps.com scoreboard. A 13-yard drive after the high punt snap that ended up being a blocked punt. And we will kick it off on the final play here of quarter number one. And Gibbon with the lead at home, 13-8. Wiseman with 2 touchdown passes here in the first quarter of play. Wiseman on the entire year coming into tonight had 6 touchdown passes. He's got 2 in the first quarter. Taking a little time to get this one booted away. Didn't take much time the first 2, so we're ready to go. Avila has the ball on the tee. Avila approaches. And he'll pop this in the air very short. It'll be taken at the 25-yard line by Gannon up to the 30, the 35, and he'll be brought down around the 38-yard line, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. So Gibbon trying to win a game this year. This is their last chance, and Wood River trying to get above 500, but it's Gibbon 13, Wood River 8 at the end of 1 here on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that Barney Insurance, your independent insurance agent, and the company that stands behind them, have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Contact Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln, or log on to barneyinsurance.net.
You're listening to Friday Night Football on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, and Gibbon. We start the second quarter, Wood River ball. They want to throw. Herman looks to the right. The ball's batted into the air, and nobody can find it after it's batted into the air. There was nobody but linemen around anyway. And getting a handle of the football is Jacob Kuchera. A lot of freshmen, and they don't look like freshmen out there when you see their body types. They're a little bit bigger. There could be some good stuff in the future for Gibbon. They're playing well right now. Second down and 10 at their own 37. Wood River wants to speed it up. Herman's going to throw again out here into the flat, and it is intercepted. No, they're going to say it hit the ground. We are waiting for the call. They try to make the call, and it's going to be incomplete. That was Alex Lopez on a pass that was thrown between Zazine and Grant Gannon. I don't think either guy really knew who it was for. And it's quickly third and 10. And Wood River doesn't want to go three and out here after just turning it over. Back to pass, looking deep, going to chuck it down the field again. And this is over the head of the intended receiver, Caleb Stewart. In fact, it was far enough that Escandon, just about playing center field, came up with it. Well, three plays in 15 seconds and a fourth down situation. Here comes Waddington back into the ball game. So the last minute and a half not been kind here to Wood River. 13-8, Waddington ready to punt it. Let's see how the snap is. This one's high but right there in his hands. And a line drive kick that's going to bounce and take a big roll. They need to pick this up, and they're not going to. It rolls down to the 20. That's about 20 yards of roll. And that's going to be a 43-yard punt with no return, so they get exactly what they want out of it. And it'll be first down and 10 here, Gibbon. So Wood River scored on their first possession. Then Gibbon came back and executed a fake punt for 46 yards, ended up getting a short 4-yard touchdown pass. Then three and out for Wood River, but a high snap. Then they picked it up, tried to punt it, and it was blocked. 13-yard, two-play drive, and Gibbon on top. Now another three and out for Wood River, and Gibbon on top 13-8 with the football. Gives it to Hampton. He breaks a tackle of Zazine. Comes across the 20 to about the 23-yard line. Gain of three on the play. Eagles make the tackle with Colin Hurley. It'll be second down and seven. Just 15 yards rushing in the first quarter for Wood River, but 62 yards passing. On second down and seven at their own 23. Wiseman back to pass. Looking right. Little hitch and go as far as he can throw it. And it is going to be over the head of Lopez. And it was just single coverage out here against Ty Swanson. Swanson a little bit taller. And Lopez wasn't able to kind of box him out like you would in basketball and go after that one. A well-thrown ball, but falls incomplete. And it'll be third down and seven. And if Lopez would have hauled that in, he would have went the last 50 untouched because there was no safety help. Back there now at safety is Grant Gannon on third down and seven. Twins in the backfield out of the shotgun. They'll roll to the right. Now throw back against the grain to the left side. And down the sideline, the catch is not going to be made. He hit the ground, Lopez did, and the ball bounced out. Escandon, excuse me, was the intended receiver. So both teams coming out and trying to hit a big play here through the air. And we played a minute 6 seconds in quarter number two, and each team has already had a possession. And Gibbon will punt it away. So Sean Hampton ready to punt it away. Last time they ran the fake. Sure, that's not in the plans this time at their own 23. Gannon will stand at midfield and await it. Hampton takes the snap. No rush. High, booming punt. Running back and taking it out of the air at the 38-yard line is Gannon to the 40, 45. He runs into his own man. Then we get a block in the back. He's still on his feet to the 50, to the 45 of Gibbon, and then pushed out of bounds at the 42. But the illegal block was so obvious that three flags came out on the play. That was a 39-yard punt. And again, a good return by Gannon, but again, it's going to be negated. Both punt returns have been negated by illegal blocks. That is the sixth penalty for 50 yards already in this football game against Wood River, and we've got 10:40 to go in the second quarter. So a lot of football still to play. It's 13-8 Gibbon here on their final home game of the season, final game of the season period. And let's see if they go back to Camden Thompson and try to establish a little bit of a ground game here and at least get a first down or if they continue to throw the ball deep. Tanner Herman with both backs flanking him out of the shotgun, and he's going to run option to the right side. It's quarterback keep the whole way, turns the corner, and then shoved out of bounds, and here comes another penalty flag. So I wonder if the officials know about the rivalry and are looking at just those quarter-second late hits, shoves out of bounds. Again, that was on the far side. It didn't look like anything too bad. It's going to be a face mask called on the defense.
Face mask called against the Buffaloes.
And so you can tack that on, a five-yard variety. It was a four-yard run for Tanner Herman. And it'll be first and one after the five-yard face mask penalty. The old first and one at the 48-yard line.
About the 48-yard line. Brings up first down and one for the Eagles.
Those are the ones that they'd hand it off to Mike Kenton four times and see if he could get a first down. First and one. And back to pass Herman. He wants it all. Throws over the middle of the football field. It's picked off and dropped. Oh, my. Gibbon has had it in their hands again. There were so many Buffaloes there trying to get it into the hands of Gannon that it is knocked down. Escandon just can't believe it. But great defense. Just couldn't hold on. And Herman now, after completing his first five, has five straight incompletions. Second down and one at their own 48-yard line, Wood River trailing by five. Going to be a handoff this time, looking to just get the first down, and does, sneaking the ball across midfield and into Wood River territory for a three-yard gain. And it'll move the chains here on the carry by Thompson. So Camden now four carries, 18 yards, the fifth first down for Wood River. Both teams had four in the first quarter of play. 13-8 Gibbon, 10:25 to go here in the first half of play. Coming up at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the scoreboard. We'll recap what happened today at state cross country as well. Congratulations to the Eagle and Buffalo medalists. Here's a counter play. Another penalty flag to Thompson inside the 45, down to the 41-yard line. It would have been a gain of nine. But the referee says, nope, there's holding again. The seventh penalty on Wood River. Of course, last year's game was played in that horrible Friday night of football where it rained and rained and rained. Everybody in the state remembers which Friday that was. It was not the final game of the regular season. In fact, that was when they honored their state finalist team of 25 years ago, to which Scott Frost was the quarterback, but some of the players were back off of that 92 team and honored them last year. Coach Frost and Carol Frost, Larry and Carol, were both on hand. Just too bad the weather wouldn't help him out. Move the ball back to the 38, so it's actually first and 22 as the hold was called behind the line of scrimmage. Out of the shotgun, they'll run option right side. Pitch it to Stewart. Stewart bobbles it. He gets hit, and he's going to be brought down behind the line of scrimmage. A loss of three on the play at the 35-yard line. The pitch was just a quarter behind him. He had to slow down and make sure that he hauled it in. And over there on the tackle for Gibbon was Sam Kuchera. So move it all the way back inside the 35 to the 33-yard line. And it's going to be second down and pack a lunch right now for Wood River. Now they can definitely get it with their offense. Herman back to pass. A little stop route out here. Complete at the 40-yard line to Coy Gideon. And Gideon, a good open field tackle at the 42-yard line by the Buffaloes. Didn't let him get free. Wiseman brings him down. Going to be a gain of nine on the play. And it'll bring up third down and 17. Need to get to the 40-yard line of the Buffaloes, and they're sitting at their own 42. Maybe third and 18. Once we do the math. Checking with the sideline here as the Eagles have a tough one to cover. Now, Zazin is going to line up in the slot to the right. Might be his turn. But they're looking left the whole way. Now some pressure from the backside. Herman nowhere to go. He sacked. He fumbled the football, but Wood River got back on top of it. He tried to reverse direction, dropped the ball, and recovering the fumble is Brandon Sire. But they're going to lose 7 yards on the play on the sack. The second sack of the football game here for Gibbon. And the Buffaloes have to be feeling good. That's another great defensive series, a help from a penalty. And it's going to be fourth down and 25 at the 35. Waddington, third straight possession with the punt. a high, very short kick. Again, it will bounce and take a good Wood River bounce, 15 yards, 16, 18, all the way to the 20-yard line. So it ends up being a 45-yard punt. But Gibbon probably going to have to make an adjustment in the punt game here and just come up closer. I mean, if it goes over your head, so be it. It wouldn't be any worse than what's happened the last couple of times, because Gibbon probably should have had that ball somewhere around the 35. Instead, it's at their own 20. They lead it 13-8 with 8:27 to go here in the first half of play. And Wood River scoring on their opening possession. Really hadn't done anything since. All by himself in the backfield. Direct snap, trying to run to the right side. Hampton gets a good block. Turns the corner, 25-30. He's got more. 40. A penalty flag. 30. 20. It's a touchdown, but there's a flag. There's a flag where it wouldn't have even affected the play. Come on, boys. That's 10 flags already. And there's 8 minutes to go. A hold.
Holding against the Buffaloes.
So a great play. And folks started to get upset a little bit as well. That was a great run by Hampton. And Coach McLaughlin and his staff are irate because it happened right in front of them. It happened right in front of them. So they are going to get a first down out of the deal. They'll get credit for the run up to the 41-yard line. That is a 21-yard run by Hampton. And then you get the hold that negates the touchdown. For Hampton, it would have been a 70, make it an 80-yarder. So it'll be first down at the 31-yard line, and they'll just have to do it again. Kids line up. Let's see what they can do. They're going to run the same type of situation here. Hampton the Wildcat. And he starts right, has to go to his left, and this time nothing there. And we have him strung out, and here is another penalty flag. I will give him credit. It's not the same guy throwing the flag every time. Sometimes you get one guy that's flag happy. And Gannon is able to get the tackle about a yard behind the line of scrimmage because Hampton kept fighting for extra yardage. Personal foul, face mask on Wood River. So they're trying so hard to strip the ball that they got the face mask. And that is another 15 yards. The eighth penalty for 75 yards in the first half. So it'll be first down and 10. This game has taken a weird turn now with all the flags and the emotion that's already out there on the field. Gibbon will have it at their own 46-yard line. Direct snap. Hampton, here's another penalty flag from the referee as he runs off right tackle, gets stood up. The ball comes loose, but they're going to say he was down.
On the keeper, there's a penalty marker on the
and
field.
Off the bottom of the pile, Zazine for the tackle. Illegal shift going to be called on Gibbon.
Illegal shift call against the Buffaloes.
And, of course, I don't think they're going to – well, they are going to take it. Again, that's a head-scratcher. It would have been second and 12, first and 15. They're going to take the illegal shift penalty. So move them back 5 yards. That'll be first down at 15, and we are going to get a timeout here. Coach McLaughlin just wants to gather the troops here. They've been doing a lot of good things, but they haven't panned out on this drive. It'll be their second timeout of the first half, brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. Still a lot of football to go. 7:54 to go in the second quarter. Gibbon 13, Wood River 8 on Power 99.
Gary Michaels has beautiful new fall clothing for men and ladies arriving daily. Ladies, purchase a regular price item and get the second 30% off. New Brighton items reduced to half price. Men, purchase any suit or sport coat and pant combo at regular price and receive a shirt and tie free. A $105 value. Just in, new Johnston & Murphy shoes. All footwear now 10% off. Also, book your wedding now at either Hastings or Kearney location and receive 10% off the entire wedding party. Fall savings going on now at Gary Michaels.
Do you need transmission repair on your four-wheel drive truck or SUV? How about your two-wheel drive or front-wheel drive vehicle for work or school? Hi, this is Wayne with TBK Transmissions. Over the years, TBK Transmissions has repaired thousands of four-wheel drive, two-wheel drive, and transfer cases, foreign or domestic. Put your trust in TBK. The only way is TBK. 2520 Avenue Q or online at tbktrans.com.
TBK Transmissions, the only way is TBK.
All right, first down and 15. We come back to action and off the fullback trap. Stood up at the line of scrimmage. Zazine's in there. Also, Thompson is in there, and Hampton doesn't go anywhere. It'll be second down and 15. Good job by Zazine and Thompson coming in from his defensive back position. We've seen a lot of hard running by both teams where they're not necessarily going down right away. The first guy might hit him and stop him, but then it's gang tackling after that. 13-8 Gibbon, 7:20 to go here in the second quarter. They'll split out two to the left. Looks like they'll shift Wiseman back into the backfield out of that Wildcat. Hampton flanking him to his right. Escandon in motion. Fake the jet sweep. Looking to throw. Wheel route down the right sideline. They're out of bounds. It's complete into the 20, the 15. Oh, my goodness. Gibbon just caught a break. Lopez was out of bounds. He stepped out of bounds and then made the catch, and it doesn't matter. They're going to give him this one. 57 yards. So you think you caught a bad break on a hold that negated a touchdown, and then you make a beautiful pass out here to Lopez, and even though he was out of bounds, it's going to count 57 yards. And the third touchdown pass for Mr. Wiseman, who had six all year long. Now Avila ready to boot this one away. And if I miss saw it on the sideline, I'll apologize, but I'm 100% sure, 99% sure he was out. Avila's kick is up, and it is good. And how about this, ladies and gentlemen? The Gibbon Buffaloes lead it by a score of 20-8. They've scored 20 points in a game once this season. There's 7:02 to go in the second quarter, and they're fired up here in Buffalo land. Our 5 points bank touchdown covers 53 yards from Wiseman to Lopez. We'll be right back.
When you hear one of your friends talking about the best Philly steak sandwich around, you know they must be talking about Klinger's Place in Wood River. Stop in and try one of their daily homemade lunch and dinner specials. Klinger's Place invites everyone to come and enjoy the Husker game day every Saturday. If you want to spend your game day watching the Huskers, enjoying good food, good service, and a great atmosphere, this is the place to be. So get to Klinger's Place in Wood River today. The staff and management would like to say, Go Eagles!
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Doug Duda, our producer-engineer Cassie Sloan, as the kick is away, Gannon has to retreat, drops it at the 15, picks it up at the 10, trying to get to the sideline, gets back across the 15 to the 19-yard line, where he is upended in all the momentum right now for the Gibbon Buffaloes, as they have scored 20 in a row after Wood River took it right down the field on the opening possession. It's 20-8, and there's another penalty. Oh, God love them. I haven't been a football ref, but we make fun sometimes of the guys. They do it. They try to do their best, and there have been a ton of flags out there, but then they missed a guy stepping out of bounds on the last play for a touchdown, and this hold is going to put it all the way back at the 10-yard line. And another thing here is teams need to quit committing the penalties. That's the ninth penalty of the half on Wood River. I don't know if we got a lot of future Huskers playing here tonight or what the deal is, but it's first and 10 at the 10. And quarterback Herman starts to roll to his right, slips and falls down, and is going to lose a yard of the play, maybe two, back to the 8-yard line. And, boy, everything is going against the Wood River Eagles right now, who look like a well-oiled machine on their first two series. Second down, we'll call it 11 officially. They'll mark him at the 9. 6.5 to go still in quarter number two. And can Wood River find a little fire here? Herman, three-step drop. Little hitch and go down the right sideline and tries the Zine. Zine puts his right paw out but cannot haul it in. It would have been a one-handed catch down at the 40-yard line, and you just figure you're going to see the big man make a play here tonight. And that one falls incomplete. And again, Herman now is just one out of his last seven for 9 yards. So the vaunted passing attack just hasn't hooked up after completing the first five. Now they have taken more shots down the field. A lot of those early completions were short passes. Third and 11 at their own 9. Herman, two-step drop, right sideline. There's Zazine. He's got the catch. He's got the first down, the 20, and he's hit it immediately at the 24-yard line. But that's enough to move the chains, and that's what Coach Ashby wants to see from his football team, is an opportunity to convert what you look like an easy play. Once you get that offense going, those kind of plays tend to be pretty easy. You find two or three guys. One of them is usually always open in high school football, and that'll move the chains. 20-8. 6:05 to go. They're at their own 23. Wants to throw again over here to the left sideline. It's going to be underneath, complete to Stewart at the 30. Makes a man miss. 40. Down the left sideline, 45. Juke move, 40. And Escandon will yank him out of bounds at the 38-yard line. But that's 39 yards. And here comes Wood River. A 39-yard completion. They were at their 9 two plays ago. Now they are at the Gibbon 38-yard line. Wood River will get the ball to start the second half. Kind of keep that in mind. So even though they're down 12, they poke one in here in the last 5 minutes and then maybe get something to start the third quarter. As Herman, three-step drop, looking deep, nothing there. Now he's under some pressure, has to run. He's sacked at the 42-yard line. All kinds of pressure. Hampton put it on early. And then bringing him down was Jacob Kuchera, the freshman. It's going to be a loss of 4 on the play and the third time that they have got to Herman tonight. Second down and 14 at the 42-yard line of Gibbon. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday night. Doug Duda here in Gibbon. Field looks great. It's a good night for football. Getting a little chilly, but we have room to go after the beautiful day that we had today. Second and 14. Option right. They like to cut it back against the grain. There's a little room there for Herman. He gets to the 35. He's going to be wrapping up that football so he doesn't get lost on the gang tackle. And Wiseman among those and Escandon that will bring him down at about the 32. That's going to be a gain of nearly 10 and bring up third and manageable, third and 4. So a good job by Tanner Herman to get a chunk of yards back there. And now you're in a spot where if you need two downs, you can have a chance to convert here. And now one of the offensive linemen coming to the referee saying there might be a little equipment problem. And that's exactly the case here. So they'll stop it and take a look at Camden Thompson, get his pads all taken care of, and we're ready to go. Pistol with Thompson to the right side. They'll run option to the right side. Herman with a late pitch. Thompson trying to make the first man miss. It does. He's got a hole at the 35, 30, down the right sideline, 20, and he's going to take it into the end zone for a Wood River touchdown, and here come penalty flags back at the 20. This is a 32-yard run if it holds. Great run, but those penalty flags are at the point where he exploded through that secondary. And there is a long discussion now between the white hat and his line judge. And we have no indication yet. Will it stand as a touchdown, or will this be the 10th penalty of the half on the Eagles? Still discussing. And here's what our referee is going to tell us eventually. And the indication is personal foul on both teams. The penalty's offset, but that means it negates the touchdown, and we just do it again. Third down and 4 at the 32-yard line. And again, those, from our vantage point, very hard to see. They did the defenseless or crackback block. I don't know how you could be 2 yards from where the ball carrier was and have an illegal hit like that. It's something that we're all still kind of learning. And it negates a beautiful run that time from Thompson. So third and 5 again, or third and 4 at the 32-yard line. Split out wide to the left, twin to the backfield. Zazine to the left, they're going to run option that way. Herman wants to keep it. He'll lower his shoulder, get inside the 30, be tackled forward to the 27-yard line, and that'll be enough for a first down. 5 yards. Tanner Herman has run the ball 11 times tonight for 12 total yards. Now, of course, that counts sacks in there as well. And Wood River still has a chance to make it a one-score game here. First and 10 at the 27-yard line of the Buffaloes. Under 4 minutes now to go here in the first half. Glad you're along with us on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Herman, option, but it's an inside pitch play, and running from right to left is Grant Gannon. Gannon will turn the corner. Gibbon does a pretty good job of covering it. Usually those are designed for big, big plays, and they get about 7 on the play to the 20-yard line. So they just line up Gannon in the slot, run option towards him. He cuts back against the grain, and Gannon is going to get 3 yards on the play. Second down and 3. Out of the shotgun. Herman, option to the right side, now squares up, wants to throw. He's in trouble. He's going to be hit, and he is going to be sacked. The fourth sack of the ball game. And another freshman, Braxton Smith, who's already had a couple of big plays in this football game, will drop him at the 24-yard line. That's going to be a loss of 4. So Gibbon, when you get a coverage sack like that, that's what most of them have been. He runs that option, takes about 4 steps to the right, then comes to an abrupt stop, tries to go back against the grain, and it's covered. 3rd and 7 at the 24. Same type of play. Herman has all day, throws over the middle. It's a little wobbly, but it is caught by Trejo at the 10, the 5, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown. Herman just wanted to float it, and it was a little wobbly, but Trejo was so open that he ran right underneath it. And a 24-yard touchdown pass has Wood River back on the board. 20-14. Gibbon with the lead. 3:03 to go. And you expect to have some passing touchdowns with Wood River, but how about all 3 for Gibbon through the air? And they're going to line up to kick it again. They kicked it the first time. There was a penalty, so then they went for 2. And Herman lines up for the PAT. Snap is good. The placement down. The kick is away. And the kick is good. So with 3:03 remaining in the first half, Gibbon 20, Wood River 15. Your 5 points bank touchdown, a 24-yard pass from quarterback Tanner Herman to Jose Trejo. We'll be right back.
You don't have to be a farmer to reap the benefits of being a Buffalo County Farm Bureau member. We work for farm families, but our work reaches well beyond the farm, benefiting Nebraskans in all walks of life. We are your neighbors. Through our work in supporting and promoting agriculture, education, health, and technology, we bring people together to better our community. We share in the values Nebraskans stand for: hard work, passion for the land, and a character rooted in faith and family. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau and support Nebraska agriculture.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
And welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits, Power 99, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Getting ready for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Kearney leading North Platte 17-0. Grand Island leading Lincoln East at the half 10-3. And ready to boot it away here for Wood River is Luis Trejo. And picking it up and then slipping and falling down, they don't blow it dead. 20, 25, 30, 35, up to the 40-yard line, and hit out of bounds there by the kicker Trejo. And a nice return by Eskindon. But in high school football, if you grab the football and fall down, it doesn't matter if you got touched. I'm sure the back judge is going to say he put his hand on the ground. If he did, great job. But I think Wood River had to think that the play was over. And he comes around the right end. And Gibbon now has a chance. They've got one timeout, need to cover 60 yards. But the way they've been moving the ball tonight, why not? They've only ran 7 plays here in the second quarter. I think 18 is what I've counted up here for Wood River. And now the official doesn't like something with the Gibbon equipment. Every one of the Gibbon Buffaloes is either tucking something in or tugging on something right now with their uniform. So that's why we have a delay right now. Well, at least they're going to look pretty. First down and 10 at the 40-yard line. They'll put Wiseman in the shotgun. Hampton a yard behind him off to his left. He'll cut to the right side to the 40, breaks a tackle to the 45, runs hard, takes the pile with him to the 47-yard line. Good, hard running. A gain of 7 on the play, maybe 8 for Sean Hampton. And it'll be second down and 2. A gain of 8. So Hampton now 44, Waddington in on the tackle. 2.5. No need to quite rush yet. They're just being efficient. Both teams like the no huddle. Trips to the left side for Wiseman, and they'll run it to the right side with Hampton, but a good job to bring him down back behind the line of scrimmage. Zazine stays home. Thompson comes over to help him out. They're going to lose 2. That'll be 3rd down and 4. Just tried to run a little misdirection with all those wideouts. Fake the option to the left, try to get him to bite, but Zazine stays home from that left defensive end and makes a big, big play here for the Eagles. 20-15, Gibbon, now under 2 minutes to go in the half. 3rd down and about 3.5. Wiseman's going to throw, has time in the pocket, throws deep down the left side and overshoots his intended receiver, trying to get it to Brian Yepez. Yepez was expected it to be a little shorter, and it sailed over his head, and now give it on 4th down and 3. I don't think there's any discussion here. You boot this ball away. You played a very good first half. You have the lead. And make Wood River travel a long distance. And you can try and draw them off sides here if you want, but I don't think Wood River's going to bite on that. They're lining up to go for it, but... yeah, fake it. Hard count. Might direct snap it again. They are. They're going to go for it, and he's going to be hit and not get it. Great job by Thompson. And another penalty flag after the play. Camden Thompson able to get right away around the legs of the running back, Sean Hampton, the up back. And let's see what the penalty is. Holding on offense. You decline that, and Wood River will get the ball. So we have had a couple of offsetting. Now we get a decline. Picked up 1 yard, Hampton did on the fake punt. And that's just assignment football for Wood River. They knew that there was a chance, so they stayed in there. They made a nice play. And now Wood River has a chance to take the lead at halftime. On one side, if you're given, you're 0-8. You're playing your rival, you roll the dice. On the other side, when it doesn't work, here's where you're at. Trips to the right side, single to the left side for quarterback Herman. He's just going to run it himself. Start to the right, cut back to the left, gets a block inside the 45. He'll be brought down at the 42-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 6 on the play. It'll be 2nd down and 4. So Tanner Herman kind of running the ball a little bit more tonight than normal. Now, they don't have anybody that had staggering numbers. It's not like Thompson's a 1,000-yard rusher, more like a 500-yard rusher. 2nd and 4 at the 42. Minute 20, they've got a couple timeouts. Herman in the pocket, looks left, going to throw underneath. Wide open that time is Stewart at the 30, and he's going to be brought down at the 26-yard line, and that'll stop the clock. First down after a gain of 16 on the play. So it's been very spotty tonight for the Wood River passing game. Started hot, then really cold. Now it's warming up again. They have all their timeouts, and they're 27 yards away from taking the lead here. Herman, three-step drop, throws underneath to Zazine, and it's behind him. Zazine was actually covered. It was Grant Gannon that was wide open out of the numbers on the right side. They might run the exact same play again because Herman just missed the guy. He missed his man there. Not only Zazine could have caught it, I mean, he was fairly covered, but a perfect pass on the numbers would have been complete. On 2nd down and 10, looking left, Herman with time, going to throw underneath, and a nice catch out here by Stewart at the 15, and he'll be brought down at the 12-yard line. That's a gain of 15 on the play, and a beautiful catch up there by Caleb Stewart. It was a little tall for him, and he went right up and got it. 56 seconds to go. Wood River scored first, then 20 in a row by Gibbon. Now the Eagles have a chance to take the lead with under a minute to go. Herman in the pistol, runs option right side. with Thompson. Breaks one tackle, heads up the field to the 10, to the 5, and he's going to be tripped up just short of the end zone, but it's going to be first and goal. First and goal at the 1 on a gain of 12 from Tanner Herman. And so they're going to get as many cracks for, or as many as they need to get in here. First and goal from the 1 with 44 seconds to go before halftime. And they'll wind the clock. Checking the sidelines. Again, this isn't a team that really lines your quarterback up under center for a quarterback sneak. They're going to stay out of that pistol with Herman. 30 seconds. He'll take it. He'll hand it to Thompson off the right side, and Thompson is going to be ruled down. Now Wood River might want to think about using a timeout, and they will. With 23 seconds to go, Thompson got about a half a yard. And so it'll be second and goal. Still officially the 1. Our timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. 23 seconds to go before half. Gibbon leads it 20-15, but Wood River's at the 1 when we come back.
For the last 110 years, Aurora Cooperative has believed that by joining together, farmers can accomplish things they cannot accomplish alone. We know it hasn't been an easy year, but together we have worked hard to make the most of each situation for your farm or ranch. We know that our success shows up in your bushels per acre and rates of gain, but it really becomes reality because of our understanding for your farm. It is measured in your trust in us at Aurora Cooperative. We thank you for your trust and wish everyone a safe and bountiful harvest season. Tougher together, Aurora and you.
You're listening to Friday Night Football on Power 99. Second and goal inside the 1 here. And they're going to line up in a power formation, even though Herman is still going to be in the pistol. Herman takes it, follows his blocker, Zazine, stretches. I don't think he got, yeah, he did. They hit him behind the line of scrimmage, but he stretches the ball over the goal line. Touchdown, Wood River. Our 5 points bank touchdown brought to you by 5 points bank, the better bank. And Kearney, a 1 yard run by Tanner Herman. And he didn't get it by much. 21-20, Wood River now back on top. And it looks like they want to go 4-2. Try and take a 3-point lead into halftime. The conversions tonight have been just as interesting as the rest of the football game. Line up for 1, get a penalty, go for 2. Herman, the only man in the backfield, trips to the right side. Wood River has timeouts. But this one is going to be used by Gibbon on defense. So the final timeout of the half here going to be used by Coach Mark McLaughlin. We'll take it with him and be right back for the conversion.
Experience matters. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center have physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children. See Drs. Conley, Johnson, and Owen at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to them. Their main office is located in Kearney. However, they're where you are, with 5 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska. Providing the highest quality care to everyone, ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center specialize in you.
Ag Explorer International is providing the agriculture industry with the highest quality products at the best value, like NutriPak with its state-of-the-art chemistry. NutriPak increases growth activity in the 4 major parts of plant development: roots, stems, leaves, and fruit. If it is green and grows, NutriPak is a product for you. Contact Mid-Nebraska Chemical for a dealer in your area to get synergized NutriPak and Enzone from Ag Explorer. 308-468-6206.
And on the 2-point conversion, Herman steps back. He's got Zazine open in the back of the end zone, and he's going to haul it in. So Trey with the 2-point conversion, and that makes the score Wood River 23 and Gibbon 20, just 17 seconds to go before the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll have the kickoff in 30 seconds.
We get up early to dice, simmer, fry, and mix. Nachos made from scratch with jalapenos, cilantro, and our homemade ranch dressing. Chicken ranch nachos in 3 flavors made fresh for our friends at Amigos.
All right, let's go.
Amigos Boneless Wings presents their starting snack backs. Number 16, garlic parmesan. Number 22, buffalo. Number 5, mango habanero. And number 81, sweet barbecue. And it's wings for the win at Amigos Kings Plaza.
And welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits, Power 99, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're approaching halftime, and Gibbon went for it on 4th down in their own territory, didn't get it, and Wood River made them pay. A one-yard run by Herman caps the 47-yard drive. Their second 47-yard drive of the ball game. Let's see what the kickoff will have for us, because nobody's been able to do anything as far as deep kicks. It's just going to be a squib kick, and Gibbon just going to cover it up here at the 33-yard line. So the squib kick covered by the Buffaloes at the 33. They've got 15 seconds. They don't have any timeouts, so I don't imagine we'll see anything but a kneel down. But definitely going to change the momentum here. Wood River was down 12. Now they have the lead, and they'll get the ball to start the second half. Gibbons coming out looking at the wristband, so they're not going to kneel on it. They've got all the cards out in the middle of the table here tonight. Wiseman has four wideouts, twins each side, and he's just going to hand it off to Hampton up the middle. He'll run hard for about six up to the 39-yard line, looking for more, maybe get to the 40. That'll be a gain of seven, but they can't stop the clock, and that will be the end of the first half of play. An entertaining first half, a long first half, but it's entertaining, and at halftime, it's 4-4 Wood River coming back to take the lead over 0-8 Gibbon, 23-20 here at half. And the Gibbon fans applauding their football team, who have only hit the 20-point mark once all season long. And tonight, quarterback Matt Wiseman has three touchdown passes to get 20 points on the board. On the other side, Herman has two touchdown passes and a touchdown run. 23-20 your score. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits Power 99.
Whether you go to Kearney High,
we just got to be ready for whatever they show us and attack it the best we can.
Or a Huskies fan.
Aurora has scored four in a row to go up 23-22 in the third set.
Prefer the Vikings.
Rolls it across, the dig is made. Outside attack, termination, and Northwest win.
Are from Arcadia Loop City.
22-4 on the season. Now this is their first trip to state.
Or anywhere in between. You can find everything you need to follow your team at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Five Points Bank has been proudly serving the Tri-City area for decades, and we are continuously finding ways to make your banking experience easy and enjoyable. We offer the best of both worlds with kind and welcoming employees in the bank while creating a strong online presence to accommodate your busy lifestyle. Our innovative technology adds layers of security while being easily accessible to all age groups. Stop into the Better Bank to learn more today.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
And welcome back to Gibbon High School. A big thank you to Athletic Director Jeff Montgomery and all the folks here for their hospitality. It is Parents Night as they're honoring not only the football team before the game, but cheerleaders and fall golf team and those that you can't normally honor any other time. This is our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. At the half, it's Wood River 23 and Gibbon 20. Let's take a look at our PlatteRiverPreps.com scoreboard. Most of the games have already gone to the halftime. In Class A, Kearney High leading North Platte 24-0. Of course, the Bearcats have to win tonight to make it into the Class A playoffs. They'll probably be a 14-15 seed even with a win tonight. Grand Island's in a battle with Lincoln East, but at the half, the Islanders do lead it 10-3. In Class B, at the half, York 43, Crete 7, Grand Island Northwest 28, Hastings 3. Getting the late kickoff tonight, McCook and Scotts Bluff, the number two and three teams in the state. And Scotts Bluff is on the board first with a 7-0 lead. And Lexington out in Alliance, just getting underway. In C1 at the half, number one Aurora leading Central City 33-0. Ord leading Gothenburg 10-0. Kearney Catholic over Holdridge 41-14 at the half. We are looking for an update on the Minden Southern Valley game. Would you help us out? 308-646-0506. If you're at the game or have someone that's there, all you have to do is text or call. 308-646-0506. Last night, Adams Central qualified for the playoffs by beating Cozad 42-7. C2 action tonight. They're already in the third quarter, and Milford leading Donovan Trumbull by a score of 6-0. That is one of the more intriguing games across the state tonight because you've got C1 Milford taking on C2 Donovan Trumbull. Donovan Trumbull's in the playoffs, but it's 7-1, a win tonight over Milford. That's going to help them out as far as seeding. Milford's 4-4, and their schedule has been brutal. The four teams that have beaten them are like Aurora and Adams Central and all going to the playoffs, but they've got a win tonight to get in. At halftime, Broken Bow and Centura are tied at 13. If Centura wins that game, they would still have an opportunity with a lot of help to make the playoffs. So best of luck to Broken Bow and Centura there. Also at halftime, St. Paul leading Grand Island Central Catholic 27-3. Sutton is all over St. Cecilia 38-0. And Superior leading Sandy Creek 10-0. Most of the eight-man action was last night, but games that are going on tonight. Late second quarter, Burwell leads Ansley Litchfield 28-0. At the half, Arcadia Loup City leads Elm Creek 26-6, and Bruning Davenport Shickley leading Thayer Central 32-6. We're also looking for an update on the Ravenna-Heartland game. Yesterday, South Loup blanked Amherst 14-0. Arapahoe clipped Alma 52-50. Cambridge over Hitchcock County 55-12. In the game we had just down the road at Shelton, the Bulldogs fell to Fullerton 42-6. In D2 action tonight, Overton leading Elwood at the half 44-12. Axtell taking care of Blue Hill on the breeze 94.5. They're at the half 50-6. Last night, it was Kennesaw over Giltner, 82-22, and Selma-Myrna over Loomis, 88-44, and Bertrand over Pleasanton, 62-26. And in six-man football, one game going on right now, Heartland Lutheran is playing at the half, 42-6 their score. We're looking for an update on Red Cloud, Maywood, Hayes Center. And then from games yesterday, number one Harvard beat Hampton 54-0. Number two Wilcox-Hildreth beat McPherson County 44-6. And Eustis Farnham beat SEM 70-32. Again, here at the half, Wood River 23 and Gibbon 20. We'll be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Your friendly Friesen Ford in Aurora is your destination for sales, service, and parts. Friesen Ford has the vehicle you want right on their lot with a wide variety of vehicles to choose from and their friendly sales staff to assist you in a low-pressure environment. Come experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today in their state-of-the-art facility located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off of I-80 in Aurora, or online at FriesenFord.com. For sales, service, parts, trust your friendly Friesen Ford team.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
All right, we are back here at Gibbon. Let's let you know what else is going on in the world of sports. Of course, tonight it is Game 6 of the National League Championship Series, and the Brewers have jumped out quickly. They scored 4 runs in the bottom of the first, and they lead the Dodgers 4-1. It's Milwaukee 4, the Dodgers 1, bottom of the second inning. And if the Brewers win, that forces a Game 7 tomorrow. If the Dodgers win, they're on to the World Series to take on the Boston Red Sox, which gets underway on Tuesday. College football tomorrow, of course, the Huskers are still looking for that first win as they bring in Minnesota. Kickoff just after 2:30 on the Big Ten Network. Our pregame is at 9:30 on the breeze, 94.5. The UNK football team setting at 4-3 will host 5-2 Fort Hays State, 11 a.m. tomorrow at Foster Field. And Hastings College is on the road to Concordia tomorrow, 1 o'clock. And you can hear that game on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Volleyball action going on tonight. We'll get you an update on the Huskers when they get going. They're underway just now, taking on number 9 Wisconsin on the Big Ten Network. The Lopers playing at home tonight against Emporia State, and the big one tomorrow against Washburn. And also, we want to tell you that Hastings College is home tomorrow to take on the College of St. Mary. When we come back, we'll take a look at the first half stats of our football game. It's been a good one. Wood River leads it by a score of 23-20 over Gibbon here on Power 99.
Gibbon Packing is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes and would like to wish them good luck in the competition. Looking for great pay and benefits? Gibbon Packing is currently accepting applications for production and maintenance positions. No experience is necessary. Call Sarah at 308-468-7279 for more details or stop by the Guard Shack for an application at 218 Highway 30 in Gibbon. Gibbon Packing is an equal opportunity employer. Good luck, athletes.
Are your internet demands changing? Just a few short years ago, internet service was much different than it is today. The everyday home now has an average of 12 connected devices accessing the Wi-Fi modem. You need a robust solution. You need a Redline high-speed internet from Nebraska Central Telephone Company. They are the internet provider who's tested, proven, and has roots deep in your community. Call 888-873-6282 or check them out online at nctc.net. That's Nebraska Central Telephone Company.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers that I have in this game. First off, for Gibbon, Sean Hampton, 14 rushing attempts for 50 yards after going for 422 last week against Grand Island Central Catholic. Wood River playing him a little bit different tonight. Daniel Escandon, 1 carry, 1 yard. Matt Wiseman, 1 carry, 2 yards. 16 rushes, 53 yards for Gibbon. For Wiseman, through the air, he's put it up 8 times. He's completed 4 of those. 3 of those are for touchdowns. No interceptions, 119 yards. So he's got 3 touchdown passes, and the other completion was on a fake punt. So when they do connect, they've been pretty big plays tonight. 119 through the air, 53 on the ground, 172 yards of offense, 7 first downs for Gibbon. They punted it twice for an average of 34 yards, 5 penalties for 35 yards. Taking a look at our 5 points, taking a look at our scoring wrap, we'll take a look at that and see that there are 3 touchdown passes. Wiseman to Tamayo from 4 yards, Wiseman to Lopez from 12, and Wiseman to Lopez 57 yards away. For the Wood River Eagles, we will look at their numbers right after this break here on Power 99.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
You have a big investment in your farming operation. Let Landmark Implement help you get the most out of your equipment by investing in equipment service inspections. Let our trained and certified technicians evaluate and provide you with a complete list of repairs that will help your equipment perform better and deliver maximum performance. Schedule your combine inspection now and receive half off the price of a platform or corn head inspection along with a combine wash before you store it away for the season. Take advantage of no payment, no interest financing for service, parts, and attachments. Contact your local Landmark service manager for details.
High school football here on Classic Hits Power 99. Let's take a look now at the first half stats for the Wood River Eagles. Camden Thompson, 5 carries for 18 yards. It looked like they were going to feed Thompson early on. We know how Wood River likes to throw the football around, but they've actually kept it in their quarterback's hands a lot tonight. Thompson took it 3 times right off the get-go on that opening drive, but 5 carries for 18 yards. Caleb Stewart, 1 carry for -2, although he's had some nice catches. Jose Trail, 1 carry for 3 yards. And Grant Gannon, 1 carry for 7 yards. So only 8 rushing attempts in the first half for Wood River for a total of 26 yards. For Herman, he completed his first 5 passes, but then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He was 1 of his next 7. He's put it up 18 times here in this football game. He has no interceptions, but he has 2 touchdowns. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Pretty efficient as well for Herman. Just that one bad stretch, basically, at the start of the second quarter where they went 3 and out a couple of times and then snapped it over Waddington, the punter's head, and that gave Gibbon the 13-yard field. So 44 yards on about the first 11 pass attempts, and then they cover a whole bunch of yardage on the second 6, and we'll give you those numbers when we return on Power 99.
the spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Getting back to those stats, as we told you, only 8 rushes for Wood River for 26 yards. Herman is 11 of 18 for 153 yards, no interceptions and 2 touchdowns. So the yardage almost identical. Also 153 through the air, 26 on the ground. I have 179 for Wood River, 172 for Gibbon, 13 first downs though for Wood River. Some of those first downs, the results of penalties, 9 penalties for Wood River for 85 yards, 2 punts. Waddington has done a good job of getting the ball to roll for him, 44 yards, the average on those 2 punts. Wood River's touchdowns, Herman to Coy Gideon, 3 yards out on 4th down. Then he was able to hit Trejo on a 24-yard touchdown pass, and then he ran it in from 1 yard out with 17 seconds to go before the half. 23-20 is your score. Our scoring wrap brought to you by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered, wrapped up in one great insurance agent, Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Again, want to congratulate those that made it through the state cross-country meet today, including Minden's Aiden Wheelock. He is our reigning male athlete of the month, while Katie Linder of Pleasanton is the female athlete of the month. The Platte River Preps Athlete of the Month is brought to you by B&B Carpet and Donovan. Be sure to log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com. Nominate your favorite athlete for Athlete of the Month. One boy and one girl winner will be honored each month by PlatteRiverPreps.com and B&B Carpet. We'll take a look a little bit at the cross country and get ready for the second half. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Every day you rise early, sip your coffee, pull on your boots, and go to work. And the team at Pioneer is with you. When you're choosing which product to plant on which part of which field, we're with you. When you're plotting out your planting schedule as winter turns to spring, we're there too. And when you climb into the combine to harvest another bumper crop, there's no question where we are. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
Transmission problems, sloppy or jerky shifting could be a serious hit to your pocketbook, or sometimes a simple repair is all that is needed. Maybe a solenoid or a small electronic part. Hi, this is Wayne with TBK Transmissions. We'll share some money-saving choices of whether to repair or replace your transmission. Two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, foreign or domestic. The only way is TBK. 2520 Avenue Q or online at tbktrans.com.
TBK Transmissions, the only way is TBK.
Again, the state cross country meet was run earlier today and had some winners from around the area. We talked about Aiden Wheelock, but how about from the towns that we're representing here tonight in the Class D race? From Wood River, Omar Tenero, 13th on the boys' side. From Gibbon, Nathan Holcomb, 6th, and Caleb Pickle was 8th. On the girls' side for Gibbon, Jade Bentley led the way tonight. She was 29th in the race as both the Gibbon boys and girls finished 6th. We are ready to get the third quarter underway, and it'll be Wood River ball. They won the toss. They deferred. The kick is going to be short, taken at the 19-yard line. And around the right side to the 20, that's Gannon to the 25, down the right sideline, 30, 40. He's going to get to the 50, and he pushed out of bounds. But how about this? A penalty flag. And again, the penalty flag kind of on the back side of where the run actually occurred. The penalty flag's over here towards the Gibbon sideline. The run was down the right sideline. And instead, this is the third time, a couple of punts and now a kickoff, that Wood River has had a great return. And they're going to get about 40 yards whacked off of this one. They would have been at the Gibbon 45. They're going to be at their own 20. So big-time special teams errors tonight. We'll bring up penalty number 10 for Wood River. As we start the third quarter of play, they'll be at the 20 of Wood River, first down and 10. And again, you just think of Wood River's offense is able to move it 20 yards or move it 99 if they need to. First play will be a pass. Herman has time. Going to throw as far as he can down the right sideline. One-on-one for Trail. Over the shoulder. Had it on his hands and can't hold on at the 45-yard line of Gibbon. That was a beautifully thrown ball. Over the right shoulder, near the sideline, almost a spectacular catch, but almost doesn't get the job done. And it'll be second down and 10. Wood River has scored the last 15 points of this football game after falling behind 28. Glad you're here with us on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. They'll send twins to the left. Thompson stays in the backfield. Herman takes the snap. Fakes to the right, now wants to dance to the left. He's got a little room, and now he doesn't like that, so he's going to cut back up inside, and by that time, everybody's there to pursue him, and he's brought down at the 25-yard line. So he does dance around long enough to pick up about five and a half yards. We'll call it third down and five. 27. No, I forgot to add his in at the first half. Boy, I'm sorry about that. Wow. No wonder they only had eight rushing attempts. I forgot to add his in. 6'9", 12. 15, so they had 23 rushing attempts. This time the ball's fumbled. Herman was hit from behind, and he dives forward, and the ball is going to be covered by Gibbon. Gibbon got on it before he could dive back on it and cover the football here. Looks like Kuchera got on top of it for the Gibbon Buffaloes. The first turnover of the game, Sam Kuchera off the bottom of that pile. And a break here for Gibbon. They'll take over at the Wood River 36-yard line. Herman was going to get the first down. And Ken Gibbon now put it together on their first possession of the second half. 11:08 to go in quarter number three. They're down 23-20. Wood River fakes the blitz. Back to pass Wiseman. Looks to his right towards the sideline and making the catch is Lopez inside the 20. But here come more penalty flags. And we're going to have two penalty flags, it looks like. One's going to be roughing the passer. The ball's at the 15-yard line. And let's see what our referee tells us. He threw both his flag and then his hat. We had that once earlier tonight, but Gibbon seems to be pleased. And again, a discussion. Not sure what the discussion is. The referee threw both of the flags. I don't see any other laundry downfield. And personal foul face mask on the defense. Personal foul roughing the passer on the defense. So the completion down to the 15-yard line. And again, they're testing my interpretation tonight, but I think you decline the face mask, you accept the roughing, and that goes half the distance to the goal line. Well, now the ref says you decline them both, and Coach McLaughlin wants to talk about that. And I think you decline the face mask, and then you take the roughing the passer because it's a personal foul. The ball will be moved between the 7 and the 8-yard line. Nonetheless, this play will stand. It's going to be at the 15. It'll be a 21-yard completion and a first down for Gibbon. But that's what they're going to – down there they go. So there you have it. They're going to move the ball on the personal foul, half the distance to the goal line. That is 11 penalties for 103 yards on Wood River. And it'll be first down and goal at the 7.5. So officially the 7 for all you statisticians back there. First and goal at the 7. This is kind of a week one game for us. All the things that are going on tonight. First and goal, Wiseman. Pitch play, Hampton. Tries the right side, finds a little bit of a gap, but not much. Might have got a yard. Just inside the 7. And again, good coverage there by Wood River. Zazine is in there off the bottom of the pile. Also over there is going to be Zane Turek. Big boys getting the job done. We'll call it a gain of 1, second and goal at the 6. Hampton, 51 yards. They trip to the left, Last time they did this, they tried the counter to the right side, and Wood River was all over it. But this time they will go left. Hampton runs hard, hit the backfield, gets to about the five, and gets another yard. So Wood River really arching their back right here and not going to let them do much. The tackle made by Brandon Sire. Zazine in there as well. We'll call another one-yard gain for Hampton, and it is third down and goal at the five. We've seen a couple of touchdown passes from inside the five tonight. Wiseman in the pistol, and he wants to throw, looking for the quick slant, but it doesn't occur. Now he scrambles. He's still scrambling to his left, still scrambling. Now decides to run, heads to the end zone, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown. He strung the play out long enough that Wiseman, the youngster, was able to get all the way to the edge. A couple of his linemen ended up in his lap, and he ran right by him for a five-yard touchdown. Just the second carry of the night for Matt Wiseman. And Gibbon is back on top with 9:40 to go in the third quarter, 26-23. Our 5 points bank touchdown. 5 points bank, the better bank of Kearney. Now Avila comes in to try the extra point. We've seen both guys can kick it. Both teams can kick it. Avila, it's going to be blocked. It's going to be blocked. Flying through there to get a hand on it is Jose Trejo. So with 9:40 to go here in the third quarter, Gibbon looking for their first win of the year, have just scored the most points they have in any game. 26-23 over Wood River. We'll have the kickoff next.
Gary Michaels has beautiful new fall clothing for men and ladies arriving daily. Ladies, purchase a regular price item and get the second 30% off. New Brighton items reduced to half price. Men, purchase any suit or sport coat and pant combo at regular price and receive a shirt and tie free. A $105 value. Just in, new Johnston & Murphy shoes. All footwear now 10% off. Also, book your wedding now at either Hastings or Kearney location and receive 10% off the entire wedding party. Fall savings going on now at Gary Michaels.
Winter is coming. Does your heater have enough heat in it? Let the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating make sure your heating system is ready. Don't be caught without your system working properly when you need it the most. Call today and have your furnace or heat pump checked. Our qualified technicians will check over all the mechanisms and make sure it's ready for all those cold days. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating in Kearney at 308-236-6437 or in Holdridge at 308-995-4481.
And the kick is away here by the Buffaloes. A very high, short kick taken at the 22-yard line. Gannon up to the 25, 30, makes a man miss. Spin move at the 35 near the sideline. He'll be pushed out of bounds at the 38-yard line, and that's where Wood River will take over first down and 10 in a back-and-forth football game with a lot still to go, 26-23 in favor of the Buffaloes. And we will take a look at what's going on. Major League Baseball, the Brewers are now up by a 5-1 score in the third inning over the Los Angeles Dodgers. First down and 10 at the 38. Quick snap. Herman, option, pitch out here to Trejo. Trejo finds a little room and then is going to be dropped at the 40-yard line. He ran all the way to the outside to try and get to the edge, and a good tackle made there by the Buffaloes on the far sideline. And Trejo is going to pick up about a yard, yard and a half. It'll be second down, and we'll call it 9 yards to go. So Trejo ran a long way and didn't get much. Again, Wood River now slowing it down a little bit to take a look at the sideline, get the play. And now we're ready to go. They'll run to the left side. Herman wants to keep it, and boy, he tripped up over a lineman and dove forward to the 43, 44-yard line. He's going to get four on the play. Herman's taking kind of a beating out there tonight. He is throwing his body all over the place and trying to hang with this football team and move the ball down the field. So third down and manageable, but Wood River, who turned it over on the opening possession of the third quarter, still looking for a first down here in this third quarter. Third and four, both backs now flanking their quarterback, Herman. Looks left, looks right, hard count, takes a lot of time. Given acting like they're going to blitz, option to the right side, fake the dive, Herman's hit, Herman's dropped. Given had it smelled out. Hampton, the first man in there, and been a pretty good night also for the soft freshman, Jacob Kuchera, and it's going to be a loss on the play of one for the quarterback, Tanner Herman. And we'll see if they decide they want to punt this with Evan Waddington. Back to return at Escanton. Again, the wind, a little bit of a factor, blowing into their face. Waddington takes a snap. Again, a little high, but he gets it away. And he hits a low one that's going to bounce at the 27, inside the 20, roll to about the 18-yard line. So a 39-yard punt that time for Evan Waddington. Punt game has been big in this because, remember, they snapped it over Waddington's head and it set up a 13-yard field for Gibbon, and they scored. And then Gibbon ran a fake punt on their second possession to set up their first touchdown after a 46-yard completion. Wisconsin has taken the first set from Nebraska tonight, 25-20, and it's 8-7 Badgers in the second set in Big Ten volleyball. 26-23. And a different look here. Wood River has their two wide receivers or defensive backs over here way off the wide receivers as Gibbon takes the snap, wants to run a little wildcat here, and Hampton got back to maybe the line of scrimmage. It'll be second down. They've had some success out of this wildcat formation, but not right there. Second down and 10. Again, next week we have high school volleyball Tuesday night, Kearney Catholic against Columbus SCOTUS. That'll be it for the regular season. Then football next Thursday and Friday, and sub-districts will follow. Probably see the Gibbon Lady Buffs there. Another wildcat. Hampton looks right, starts left, gets stood up at the 20, a gain of 2. And again, a lot of that tonight. They get down around the ankles, they hold on and let the rest of the cavalry come in. Waddington's in there. Zine helped finish it off. Colin Hurley in on the tackle as well. Third down, 8 yards to go for Gibbon. At their own 20-yard line, they took the lead off the turnover from Wood River, went 36 yards. The last five on a Wiseman run. Wildcat again on third and 8. Hampton might want to throw it. He does. He dumps it down the middle of the field, wide open, and it's incomplete because Hampton just stood back and threw it as far as he could, and it went over the head of Braxton Smith. Smith was open. Wood River not expecting Hampton to throw the football, but he did. So it'll be fourth down and a punting situation here for Gibbon. 6:21 to go, third quarter, 26-23. Gibbon looking for their first win of the season against 4-4 Wood River. And the snap, Hampton, he's going to fake it again. And this is going to be off the left side, and he fumbles the football, and it's going to be covered by Wood River. I'll tell you what, he fumbled the football because he knew he wasn't going to get the first down. He might have actually tried to throw it forward, but he definitely stretched it forward. And so the fake punt, no good, and Wood River is going to take over at the 29-yard line. Hampton picking up about 3, lost fumble on fourth down at the Gibbon 29. So first and 10. Hampton was trying to make up his mind on that one, said, yep, that's what I'm going to do. Well, we've got a new quarterback in, and that is going to be Ty Swanson. He turns and hands it to Tanner Herman instead of having him run it out of the quarterback position. Going to have to see if Thompson's out there. But they've decided to run a little bit different offensive formation here and maybe get another blocker out there for Herman. He's going to pick up 3 on the play. Second down and 7 at the 26-yard line of Gibbon. Same formation, turn, hand it off this time. Herman again hitting the backfield, and he got to the 25, picked up 1. Boy, big night for Sam Kuchera. He has been on a ton of tackles here for the Buffaloes. Of course, for Sam, he is one of just the 2 seniors on this football team. So he is trying to make the most out of his final game of his high school career. Third down and 7, ball at the 25-yard line of the Buffaloes. Now back to pass. The lefty Swanson's going to throw it out here. It's complete to Gannon. Looks like he may be just short of the first down marker, trying to break a tackle, but they blow it dead after he escaped. And he will be short of the first down. Going to pick up about 5.5, and they're going to try and go quick here. They're going to call it a 6-yard gain, fourth down and a long yard. And this time, the direct snap, they want to try the same play, and the pass is batted down at the line of scrimmage. And Gibbon will take over on downs after not being able to execute the fake punt. Getting his big old paw up there and knocking it down again is Braxton Smith. And so they brought in Ty Swanson, the left-hander. The first one was completed. The second one was not. And Wood River still looking for a first down here in the second half. They trail 26-23 to Gibbon, who will take over at the 21-yard line. Neither team has established much of a run game here lately, so let's see what Coach McLaughlin wants to do with his boys. They'll bring Wiseman back in, hand it off to Hampton, and he is just crushed. All of Wood River is there. Off the bottom of the pile again is Zane Turek. Zazine is in on almost every tackle right now. It's going to be no gain on the play. So Hampton, some hard yards. Hasn't been able to slither through yet here in the third quarter. Split out wide to the right side will be Carlos Tamayo. He had the first touchdown of the night for Gibbon. Twins to the right. Avila in the slot to the right. And twins to the left. Second out and 10. Wanting to throw. A quick one underneath, and it's dropped. And even if it wasn't dropped, it wasn't going anywhere. The pass was a little low that time from Wiseman. And it'll be third down and 10. Stopping the clock with 4:06 to go here. In half number two, third quarter. Doug Duda, our producer, engineer, Cassie Sloan back at the station. Glad to have you along with us for this final night of the regular season. When we're all done tonight, the Rivals and Rutt scoreboard show, Jeff Babel and the crew giving you all the scores so you know who's going where in the playoffs, or at least the best guess. Third and 10, Wiseman, pitch play to the right side. Hampton gets a good block, gets to the 25-yard line, then he's hit hard. Waddington, and here comes a penalty flag. Waddington and Gannon were over there as he's brought down short of the first down at the 27-yard line. And they might be calling targeting. No, a face mask. We've had a lot of face masks tonight on Wood River. So Hampton is short of the first down, but because of the face mask, it will move the chains enough for the first down. It's going to be a 5-yard face mask penalty. That is the 12th penalty for 108 yards here in the game on Wood River. 5 for 35 on Gibbon. They've been clean so far here in the second half. So first and 10, and quarterback Matt Wiseman needs him to run it again for him over here. As Wiseman takes the snap, pitch play, Hampton looking to go to the wide side. Hampton's hit the backfield. Hampton's going to lose yards. They're trying to strip that ball away from him, and here comes a penalty flag. The tackle by Grant Gannon, and they didn't blow the play dead, and he was shoving Hampton backwards, and then when the play did go dead, the flag came out, and it's going to be holding on Gibbon. So that'll back him up 10 yards, and there is that first penalty of the second half on Gibbon. 26-23 Buffaloes, 3:48 to go here. In quarter number three, a back-and-forth game. Wood River scored on their opening possession. Gibbon rattled off 20 in a row. Wood River scored. Gibbon went for it late in the second quarter in their own territory on fourth down. Didn't get it. Wood River took the lead right before the half, 23-20. Then Wood River turned it over on the opening possession of the third quarter. Gibbon went 36 yards and scored. Now it's first down and 20 for the Buffaloes back at their 18-yard line. Low snap. They're going to run an inside trap play, and this is going to go nowhere. Wood River tried that earlier, and it didn't work. This time, Gibbon tried it with Eskandon, and Eskandon got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Both schools, both coaches have the similar kind of play there. They take their slot back. They'll run the option towards the side of the slot back, and then they'll give it to the slot back coming back against the grain, and both times each team's defense has been right there to make the play. Under 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter, and it's a second down and long, 20 yards to go for Wiseman. Most of his good passing has been when they're not in trouble like this. He'll hand it off to Hampton. Hampton to the left side, just runs to the sideline, and here comes another penalty flag as he gets across the 20 to the 21-yard line. And it appears that from talking to the officials at halftime, these guys are just continuing to play a little too aggressive. And we have a personal foul face mask on Wood River. So Hampton picks up the yards, about five. And then you get a 15-yard face mask against the Eagles. And Coach Jeff Ashby has to be wondering when this is going to end. 13 penalties accepted against Wood River. And we have not even made the fourth quarter yet. That's about enough penalties to get you through three games worth. And the personal foul is not going to be an automatic first down. It's going to be second down and about six, we'll call it. Ball up at the 36. Turn, hand it off to Hampton. Tucks it away with his right hand, and there's a good open field tackle coming in low as Treo to clip him by the ankle. He does fall forward out to the 39-yard line. Gain a couple on the play. Maybe that's 66 yards now for Sean Hampton, who has carried it nine times in the quarter and 23 times in the game. Third down and about three and a half at their own 39-yard line as we approach the two-minute mark of the third quarter and given up by three. Wiseman takes it. Going to feed Hampton again off the left side, and Hampton is going to fight, but he's going to be short, it appears. He gets to the 42. Gibbon not quite sure if he's got it or not. We're going to take an eye look at it. I think he's about a half yard short. But they are going to bring in the chains. So a three-yard gain that time for Hampton. And the chain gang is coming out, just like the Kearney Towing and Repair folks would do for you if you were stranded on the side of the road. No matter where, they'll get you home, Kearney Towing and Repair. So it's either going to be first and 10 or it's going to be fourth and about a half a yard. And I am wagering this time that it is going to be fourth and a half a yard. Let's take a check of our Platte River Prep scoreboard as they bring the chains out. Kearney 31, North Platte nothing in the third. Grand Island 24, Lincoln East 3 in the fourth. And I'm wrong again. It's a first down. So, once again, Bob Godverson brings out the 9-yard chains, and it's enough for the first down. And I think now what you're starting to see is the game is competitive enough that some of the pettiness, if there was, is starting to go to the sidelines. These guys want to win the football game now. And they know making something happen here with a late hit or just doing something that's going to get you 15 yards isn't what they want to do. Face masks are one thing, but foolish penalties are another. And those starting to settle down. Here's the handoff again. Hampton, he fumbles the football and Wood River covers it. The ball is knocked out of his hands, and he tried to cut back against the grain. And covering the football that time for the Eagles is going to be Colin Hurley. So, as the stomach turns, Wood River falls on this one. And it'll be at the Gibbon 47-yard line. So the second turnover here, both of them in Gibbon territory for the Buffaloes. And Wood River's going to get another chance. So we've had three turnovers in this third quarter. We didn't have any in the first half, not counting the blocked punt on fourth down. First down and 10 here for Herman. He's back in. No, he's not going to be the quarterback. Instead, Swanson over the middle. Zazine, juggle, caught. 30, 25, 20. They ride him down inside the 10. Kuchera tries to bring him down and finally does at the 6. A 41-yard reception. And we talked about it in the first quarter that we thought Zazine would be big in this football game and he'd make a big play or two. They have tried to get it to him, just hasn't been successful, and there they do. So a change at quarterback, and they are firing that ball down the football field here with Ty Swanson. First and 10 at the first and goal at the 6. Treo is in the backfield. It's going to be a swing pass to Treo out of the backfield and a great open field tackle behind the line of scrimmage. Wiseman over there gets him back behind the 10. They're going to lose about 5 yards on a completed pass. Maybe more than that. Going to mark him at the 12. So plus 41, then minus 6. It'll be second and goal at the 12. Swanson takes the snap. They move quickly. Looks left. Fires post pattern towards the end zone. It's caught. Touchdown, Wood River. Another beautiful reception for Caleb Stewart. I'll tell you what, these quarterbacks throw a pretty ball here today. At a 12-yard touchdown pass, and back on top of this football game, the Wood River Eagles. That's actually their first down of the second half. 101 to go here in the third quarter, 29-26. They want to kick the extra point, of course. Take that field goal out of the equation if it would come down to that. Herman's going to kick the extra point here. On a 12-yard touchdown pass with 1:01 to go in the third quarter. Our 5 points bank touchdown as the kick is up, and the kick is no good. So it's still a 3-point football game. 1:01 to go. Third quarter, Wood River 29 and Gibbon 26 on Power 99.
You don't have to be a farmer to reap the benefits of being a Buffalo County Farm Bureau member. We work for farm families, but our work reaches well beyond the farm, benefiting Nebraskans in all walks of life. We are your neighbors. Through our work in supporting and promoting agriculture, education, health, and technology, we bring people together to better our community. We share in the values Nebraskans stand for: hard work, passion for the land, and a character rooted in faith and family. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau and support Nebraska agriculture.
When you hear one of your friends talking about the best Philly steak sandwich around, you know they must be talking about Klinger's Place in Wood River. Stop in and try one of their daily homemade lunch and dinner specials. Klinger's Place invites everyone to come and enjoy the Husker game day every Saturday. If you want to spend your game day watching the Huskers, enjoying good food, good service, and a great atmosphere, this is the place to be. So get to Klinger's Place in Wood River today. The staff and management would like to say, go Eagles!
And welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits, Power 99, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Ready to boot the football away here. The Wood River Eagles trail, line drive kick. It's going to bounce between the up men. They're going to have to field this back at the 10. Hampton finally does. Doesn't have much for blockers. Jumps over a man at the 15. He's going to get out to about the 19-yard line. First down and 10. Our field conditions tonight brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Impact Ag Partners, Craig Weeches and Todd Travis, your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans with Impact Ag Partners and Pioneer Seed. Science with service delivering success. Beautiful on this final night of the season for Gibbon. Field conditions are not a problem. And they're not a problem either with your Impact Ag partner. So first and 10 at the 19-yard line here for the Buffaloes, trailing once again by 3. Both backs of the backfield flanking him. They'll hand it off to Eskandon, it looks like, this time. And he is going to bounce. He just can't get anywhere. Good tackle, good pursuit. 4 Wood River Eagles over there, including Trail, coming out of the defensive backfield. Stewart's there. Going to be no gain on the play. Eskandon just hasn't had much going on in the run game tonight. Second down and 10 at their own 19-yard line. This has been as effective as the offense has been all year. They got help on a couple of short fields, but can they keep it going? Back to pass, Wiseman. Quickly deflected at the line of scrimmage. Low throw, knocked down. Getting a hand on that one is Brandon Sire, and it's going to be third down and 10. Stops the clock with 22 seconds remaining. Brian Yepes comes in with the play here from the sidelines. As we get close to fourth quarter play here, we'll get back and take a look at our scoreboard by PlatteRiverPreps.com in just a moment. Right now, third down and 10 at the 19. Bunch to the left side. They bring in all 3 wide receivers short and put Solid out to the right side of the short side. Eskandon in motion. They'll turn. They'll just hand it to Hampton. He comes straight up the middle. He'll hit the middle linebacker at the 23-yard line, drive forward to the 25-yard line. It'll be a gain of 6, but it'll be fourth down and 4 at the 25-yard line when the fourth quarter begins. That's 3 quarters, and it's been an exciting one. Wood River 29, Gibbon 26 on Power 99. We'll be right back.
At B&B Carpet, every day is the right day to get a great deal on quality flooring with our special 12-month financing. So if you're wondering when or where to get that new look, let our flooring professionals help you select the flooring that's right for you and your budget. Our quality installers will have you living in comfort in no time. So come on in today or tomorrow to B&B Carpet and Donovan and see why people say that's where we always go.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish?
That question illustrates the point that the same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the bullet spray on bed liners from the Dent Popper protect your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage. And here's a bonus. It quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for a bullet spray on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Some other scores on our scoreboard. Third quarter, Aurora 40, Central City nothing. Kearney Catholic 62, Holdridge 28, Minden 41, Southern Valley nothing. Ord holds on to beat Gothenburg today 10-7 in C2. In the fourth quarter, Broken Bow leading Centura 27-20. Milford over Donovan Trumbull 14-7. St. Paul over Central Catholic 48-3. Superior still a 10-0 lead over Sandy Creek. Fourth quarter, a punting situation here for Hampton. And he gets a good punt. There's absolutely nobody back because they've run enough fakes that Wood River isn't going to bite on it. It's going to die right about the 38-yard line. So a 38-yard punt. And it'll be first down and 10 for Wood River as they lead this football game 29-26. Taking a look at some other scores for you. Sutton has beaten St. Cecilia 54-0 tonight. An eight-man, Arcadia Loup City leading Elm Creek 32-6, and BDS over Thayer Central 46-12. Those are both in the fourth quarter of play. Axtell leading Blue Hill 56-22 in the fourth quarter. And Overton has beaten Elwood 58-20 tonight. York leading Crete. Now they have beaten Crete 43-7. Northwest all over Hastings 48-10. First down and 10 here for the Eagles. Swanson back in at quarterback, rolling to his left, wants to throw, has time. Down the sideline, nobody there. He's just going to get rid of it. Good call by Swanson. Usually the high school quarterback doesn't try and just get rid of it. They try to make something happen. And for Herman tonight, he's been sacked four times in this football game. He's tried to run it a lot, but also has had some trouble with getting rid of the football from time to time. So they switched quarterbacks. They've kept Herman in there. They've used him as a running back. They've put him in the slot a couple of times. Second down and 10 here for the Eagles. Swanson, the lefty, straight back, wants to throw down the middle of the football field into traffic, and it's incomplete. They were trying to get it to Stewart, but there were all kinds of blue and black jerseys there for the Gibbon Buffaloes, and it's going to be third down and 10. So since Swanson is coming at quarterback, they have abandoned the running game. Third and 10 at their own 38. Twins to the left, Zazin in the slot. Looking to his left, he's going to fire it out here to Zazin. It's caught, and he's got the first down into Buffalo territory as he's brought down by Avila at the 48-yard line. A 14-yard completion and a first down here for the Wood River Eagles. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, it's the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We'll run down the final stats for you on this Friday night. Been a long game just getting underway in the fourth quarter. We're over 2 hours into tonight's Friday night football, but it's been entertaining. 29-26 Wood River, and they're back in given territory. Swanson dropping back for a screen, dumps it out here complete, gets it into the hands of his running back in Thompson, but nowhere for Camden to go. In fact, on that screen, he's going to be dropped behind the line of scrimmage on the Wood River side of the football at the 49-yard line. That's going to be a loss of four. And one thing that I guess we should mention, and I talked about it with the game being close, the penalties have kind of stopped here in the last 6 minutes, and thank God. 13 for 123 on Wood River as they're looking to throw it over the middle again, and it's going to fall incomplete. Trying to get it to Zazin. And Smith knocking it away. So it'll be third down and 14 for Wood River at their own 49-yard line. As always, want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. Wood River wasting no time. They're ready to go again. Swanson, pressure, steps up, throws to his right side, and it's going to be over the head of Zazin and out of bounds. And now Wood River is going to have to punt the football. So a promising start to the drive, but then a screen pass backfired. They lost yardage and two straight incompletions. And Evan Waddington is in there to boot the ball away. He has three punts for an average of 43 yards. And what wind we do have should be at his back. Waddington waits the snap. Calls for it. It's perfect. Gets the boot away. High kick, short again, but this time they're going to be able to field it at the 15-yard line. Escandon, right side, 20, makes a man miss, and out of bounds near the 25-yard line. So a punt that time of 36 yards, and a little bit of a return up the right sideline, and Gibbon will take over, trailing 29-26 with 10:33 remaining in the football game here tonight. Again, the story, all the penalties in the first half. Then we had three turnovers in the third quarter, two from Gibbon and one for Wood River. Two of them led directly to scores. And all the penalties, especially on Wood River, 13 of them so far tonight. First and 10 at the 20. And Gibbon will pitch it to Hampton. Left side, good block. Fighting off the block, Waddington. And Waddington will bring him down after a gain of four out to the 24-yard line. Again, Hampton approaching 30 carries on the night and 79 yards. They've done a great job of having him in. They've tried to get it to Escandon a couple of times. Gibbons really taking advantage of a couple of short fields and all of those Wood River penalties. Second down, six at their own 24-yard line. Checking the sideline, Wiseman has trips to the right side. Single to the left. And it's straight up the middle of Hampton. Hampton has a little room, gets close to the 30-yard line, and that would be the first down. All depends on the mark. And they're going to say he is short, it looks like. So a gain of five on the play. No, now they signal first down. First they were pointing that he was short. Now they are pointing first down for Gibbon. So a gain of six on the play for Sean Hampton. And Gibbon's ready to go as well. We've had a lot of offensive snaps in this football game where 10 minutes more in a one-possession contest. Wiseman checks the wristband one more time. Pitch play right side. Hampton is swallowed up. Zazine blew up his blocker and drops him back behind the line of scrimmage at the 25-yard line. Hampton had no chance. Hampton was being tackled the same time that he was receiving the pitch. So a loss of five, and it's second down and 15 at their own 25-yard line. Both teams have all of their timeouts remaining here. Final quarter of the season. And again, remember, if Gibbon can get down the field, that neither team's going to boot a bomb of a field goal, but 30 yards. If you can get in the red zone, I think Gibbon would have a legit chance to tie the game. Split out twins to the right side. Single Avila all the way to the left. Back to pass, Wiseman, quick out, and it's going to be incomplete. Good coverage over there by Stewart. He jumped the route, got there exactly at the right time, and deflected the short pass away. So Wiseman hasn't been able to do much through the air here, and they haven't asked him to in this second half. Has one completion in four attempts for 21 yards, but now it's third and 15. And we're going to see a swinging gate formation here, trying to confuse Wood River. You've got the center, you've got your quarterback, you've got your running back, and Coach Ashby says, okay, I'll call the timeout. So timeout on the field. On 3rd and 15 coming up, this timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994, 8:58 remaining in the season. It's Wood River 29, Gibbon 26.
We get up early to dice, simmer, fry, and mix. Nachos made from scratch with jalapenos, cilantro, and our homemade ranch dressing. Chicken ranch nachos in three flavors made fresh for our friends at Amigos.
All right, let's go.
Amigos Boneless Wings presents their starting snack backs. Number 16, garlic parmesan. Number 22, buffalo. Number 5, mango habanero. And number 81, sweet barbecue. And it's wings for the win at Amigos King's Club. Classic.
The doctors at ENT Physicians of Kearney are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, and head and neck disorders in patients of all ages. We have proudly provided Kearney and the surrounding areas with ENT and audiology services since 1994. We're excited to introduce full-time allergy services for both adults and children. We strive to provide the highest quality care here in Kearney and at five satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska. Make an appointment today with Dr. Connolly, Dr. Owen, or myself, Dr. Johnson, here at ENT Physicians of Kearney, and see why experience matters to us, specializing in you.
Well, Gibbon gets back out of the swinging gate. Now on 3rd and 15, just a pitch play to Hampton. Try to secure the outside and not buying it. Wood River gets over there with all kinds of defensive help and holds Hampton to just a couple of yards. But we've got a man down on the field here for the Buffaloes and Carlos Tamayo trying to come out here and lay it block. Going to be a gain of three on the play. It'll be 4th down and 12. And how many possessions will each team have left in this football game? Our injury report brought to you by Our friends at Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center getting you back into the game of life with a location near you. While they take a look at Tamayo, we can tell you that the UNK volleyball team tonight has tied the school record with their 66th straight home victory, sweeping Emporia State 25-12, 21-13, and that sets up the match tomorrow with Washburn, the only team that has beaten the Lopers so far this year. 6 o'clock tomorrow night at the Health and Sports Center. So they will take Tamayo off the field. Coming in to take his place is going to be Marvin Zuniga. And Hampton now lining up to punt at 4th and 12 at his own 28. Waddington stands at his own 44. Hampton takes the snap. Boots it away. This is returnable short kick taken at the 48, straight at the middle of the 50 to the 45, and Gannon makes a man miss to the 40. Good return. That was only a 24-yard punt. Just sounded like he kicked a brick that time, as he's done fine punting the football, but that was just a line drive right into the hands of Grant Gannon, and Gannon was able to get yards. So they gained about 16, maybe about 12. No, they gained about 12 yards. A 24-yard punt, 12-yard return. And for the third time tonight, Wood River will start in Gibbon territory trying to salt this game away. Big series here at the 40. And back in, taking the quarterback draw is going to be Tanner Herman. Herman breaks a tackle. We've got a flag at the 30, the 25-20. He's going to go all the way into the end zone, but we have got a penalty flag. Herman just took it straight off left tackle, but the flag came early for a hold on the middle of that offensive line. And for Wood River, that is their 14th penalty. 133 yards, and that one negates a big touchdown run from Tanner Herman. Herman's got a couple of touchdown passes. He's got a touchdown run. Swanson came in, threw the last touchdown pass. Now they bring Herman in. And it'll be first down, and they'll mark it at the 47, so he actually gets credit for 3 yards. It'll be first and 17 for Wood River at the given 47-yard line with 8:20 and running here in the fourth quarter, 29-26, the visitors from Wood River. Herman back to pass, looks slot left, goes down the middle of the field, and what a catch inside the 30-yard line into the hands of Caleb Stewart. A freshman has made some beautiful haul-ins tonight. They'll mark him at the 24-yard line. That is a gain of 23. And that was actually really well defended. He just dropped that in there perfectly, and it's first down and 10 Eagles at the 24-yard line of the Buffaloes. Those are the kind that just rip your heart out because you played it well, and he threw it the only place that it could be caught, right down the middle of the field, and Stewart made another great catch. He made a great catch on that touchdown reception from Swanson. First and 10, quarterback keeper. This is what he scored on that they called back. He'll make it to the 20-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 4. But now you're in dangerous territory if you're the Gibbon Buffaloes. You can't give up another score. You're under 7.5 minutes to go in the game. You played so hard and so well in Wood River. He's going to come onto your home field and try and put you away here, leading at 29-26. Wood River, despite all those penalties, kept their composure. Second out and 6 at the 20. Herman, quarterback keeper around the right side, and he's going to take the brunt of this hit and be brought down at the 18-yard line. They'll give him the 17 and say they threw him back there. Again, you've got Kuchera in there. You've got both of them, Jacob and Sam. And we'll call it a gain of 2. 54 yards rushing. Herman's been the leading ball carrier for Wood River. Hampton for Gibbon. Third down, we'll call it about 3. He needs to make it to the 15-yard line. Ball marked just outside the 18. Third and 3. Herman back there with Thompson. Herman quarterback keep. Avoids the hit in the backfield. Has the first down. Coming through there, Hampton. But Hampton just got a handful of shoulder pad and wasn't able to bring him down, and Herman picks up 4 more and moves the chains here for the Wood River Eagles at the 14-yard line in the red zone, the purple and white of the Eagles. They have something that they're shooting for, as you heard Coach Aspie say in the pregame, that even though they're not going to make the playoffs, they can have a winning record for the first time in a while. They can get to 5-4 if they hold on here. 6.5 remains in the game. 29-26 Wood River, and they've got it first and 10. They'll call the 13-yard line of Gibbon. Herman just wants to keep running it straight up the middle, and Kuchera makes the tackle, but he's able to dive forward to about the 11-yard line. They gained a 2 on the play. And when will they hand it off again to Camden Thompson? Thompson has not been used at all in the second half. They keep him in there, and he's really not even a lead blocker. He just kind of goes one way to draw the defense off and lets Herman do what he wants. Second and 8 at the 11. Trips to the right. Single to the left. Same play. Fake right, left. Oh, there's nowhere to go. They just brought everybody, and Gibbon gets through the line, and they drop him for a yard loss. Boy, when Herman looked up, there was one guy blocking, and there were three Gibbon Buffalo defensive linemen in the backfield. So a loss of 2. Third down and 9 at the 13-yard line for Wood River. Would they try a field goal if they don't make this? That would be an interesting call for Coach Ashby. But they have to see what happens on 3rd and 9. Back to pass. Herman looking left. Throws out here into the flat, and it is caught for a first down short of the end zone. But Coy Gideon is going to haul it in right inside the first down marker. Threw it low to the ground. Kept it away from the defensive back. And they will mark him at the 3-yard line. That is a gain of 10. And it's first and goal here for Wood River with 5:10 to go. And now I think Coach Ashby's saying, let's use a little bit of clock here. We get a 2-score lead and not give them the ball back until there's about 4.5 minutes remaining. We're going to be in really good shape. So Gideon lines up to the left, Gannon to the right. Quarterback Tanner Herman taking a long time, waits for the back judge to start counting, turns, hands it off, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Thompson. Thompson looked like he was shot out of a cannon that time. His first carry of the second half is good for a 3-yard touchdown. 5 Points Bank touchdown brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank of Kearney. And that'll make it Wood River 35 and Gibbon 26 with 4:45 to go. They'll line up for the PAT. And Herman will put his foot into it, pounds that one, and it is well back there and good. So our football game is down to 4:45 to go, and it is now 36-26 in favor of Wood River. Gibbon gets the ball when we return.
When it comes to harvest, what does reducing your harvest time by 1, 4, or even 10 days work to you? Depending on Mother Nature, potentially thousands. That is why our employees at the Rural Cooperative believe that your time matters, because we know the environment doesn't wait. We know that harvest speed is real time and real money to our farmer owners. So if you want to speed up your harvest, come to an Rural Cooperative game facility and see the difference. Our lights will be on till yours are off. Commitment is just another way that Rural Cooperative means tougher together.
Your friendly Friesen Ford in Aurora is your destination for sales, service, and parts. Friesen Ford has the vehicle you want right on their lot, with a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, and their friendly sales staff to assist you in a low-pressure environment. Come experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today in their state-of-the-art facility located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off of I-80 in Aurora, or online at FriesenFord.com. For sales, service, parts, trust your friendly Friesen Ford team.
Big thank you to all those listening in tonight here on Power 99 and, of course, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Wood River and Trail ready to kick it away. Luis has hit just a lot of line drive squibs. He hits another one here down the middle of the football field. It bounces around and finally be picked up at the 16-yard line. Escandon gets a block to the 20, and then they grab him behind and bring him down at the 25-26-yard line. That'll be first down and 10, Gibbon. So the Buffaloes have their timeouts, but they're down by 10. And they've already went into their bag of tricks a couple of times here tonight. They're going to need a couple of big pass plays or a Sean Hampton bust. He had one big run tonight that was called back because of a hold away from the play, one that didn't affect it. They ended up scoring on the drive, but it wiped 80 yards out of his column. First and 10 at their own 26. Wiseman back to pass already. Looks to the right side. Goes for it, and he has Lopez, and Lopez has the catch. He's down at the 50-yard line. They'll mark him at the 49. Lopez stopped, faked the hook, and then went behind, and it's not a huge gain. It's 23 yards. I mean, that was as far as he threw it, but he was all the way over on his near hash, threw it all the way to the far sideline, and a 23-yard completion 14th first down unofficially for Gibbon. First and 10, they line up, trying to go quick again, the clock running. Twins to the left, they'll pitch it to Hampton. Hampton looks for a block. He gets into Wood River territory, gets smacked pretty hard as he gets to the 48-yard line. Going to be a gain of 3. Sean carried it about this many times last week. It's just that he went over 400 yards. A lot different defensive formation and line here for Wood River than what the Central Catholic Crusaders gave him. Second and 7 at the 48. Swing pass out here into the right flat. It's complete. Eskandon breaks one tackle, gets to the 45, close to the 44. It's a short gain on the play of only about 4 yards. And the clock continues to run. Coach McLaughlin trying to do something that they can get yards on, keep it safe, but still mix it up. Third down and 4 at the 45-yard line of Wood River, down by 10. Trying to get lined up quickly. Standing over here is Brian Yepes. They're looking to him. They're going to swing it out here complete. Eskandon again. He's got the first down. Needed to get to the 40. He gets to the 39-yard line before Waddington and Gannon come over and bring him down. We'll call it a gain of 6. Stops the clock as they move the chains. 3:25 to go in the game. Wood River 36, Gibbon 26. It's been a game of runs. Wood River was down 20-8. On first and 10, Wiseman. It's a draw. They draw to Hampton. Hampton is going to run towards the sideline inside the 35, and he will step out of bounds close to the 30-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 8 on the play. And it'll bring up second down and 2, stopping the clock with 3:14. When we're done, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We'll give you all the final stats and then send it back to the Power 99 studios for our Rivals and Red scoreboard show. Jeff Babel running down the scores from across the state. In playoff time tonight. Looking to the sidelines for the play with the clock not running. Wiseman does the smart thing, takes his time. Hampton behind him, he wants to throw. Looking right, throws towards the sideline, and that was a little miscommunication between he and his receiver. He threw it about 10 yards underneath of where his receiver ran the route, and that will stop the clock on an incomplete pass. Third and 2. At the 30-yard line. Needing to get the score here to cut it to a one-score game. And Wood River sees Gibbon call a timeout with the clock stopped. You hate to see that, but they also need to find a way to convert. So this timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney with 2:58 to go in the game. 36-26, Wood River.
There's a lot of talk and worry about insurances these days, and a question like, is my doctor in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield is far too common. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery wants to let you know that we are and will continue to be in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield, along with many other insurances. With items like on-site x-ray, MRI, and casting and bracing, New West has what it takes to take care of you. Call New West Sports Medicine to schedule your appointment today. No referral necessary.
All right, we're back to action here. Let's see what Gibbon wants to do on third down and 2, needing to score with just under 3 minutes remaining in the football game, 36-26. Out of the timeout. Looks like Wood River is going to try and bring people. Wiseman pitches it out here to Hampton, and they're going to blow the play dead. And we haven't had a flag in a little while, and we've got illegal procedure called here on Gibbon. That's just their second penalty of the half, but that's a costly one. They were going to run just a little option to get the first down, and now instead of third and 2, it's third and 7 at the Wood River 35-yard line. And they may not change the play because obviously they need to get the first down. They'll go for it on fourth. Hampton behind his quarterback. Wiseman calls the cadence. And now a counter play to Hampton. Hampton has a hole, gets to the 30, gets to the 28, and that's going to be very close. Drug down from behind by Colin Hurley. I think he's got it. And he does. First down on a 7-yard trap play for Sean Hampton. That finally gets him over 100 yards rushing tonight. And they line up and try to get ready to go as soon as the ball spotted. First and 10 at the 28. Wiseman trips right, single left again, wants to throw. Wiseman looking right, under a little bit of pressure from Zazine. Rolls right, going to throw to the end zone, and this one is a jump ball and incomplete. Trejo on the defense. They want pass interference, but there is no face guarding in high school football. And so if you watch a lot of Sunday stuff, that would have been flagged. And now we get a penalty flag. Not from the back judge where the pass play occurred, but in the middle of the football field, somebody said something. And this is going to be unsportsmanlike on Gibbon. And it comes at the wrong time for the Gibbon Buffaloes. They're at the 28. Now they're all the way at the 43-yard line. And a little frustration. They know they're running out of time here tonight. They've been in this ball game all night long. Wood River knew it would be a tussle. Sometimes that throw out the records thing is a little overused, but that's definitely the case here. So it'll be, should be second and 25. Second down and 25, ball at the 43-yard line after the incompletion in the 15-yard unsportsmanlike. So Wiseman now out of the pistol, has to throw it, and here comes penalty flags again. And we get false start, and Gibbons going the wrong way. Second down and 30. Second down and 30 at the 48-yard line. You don't have plays dialed up for this, so you just got to try and chew it up. You've got to be effective on the next three plays. Try and get 10 a pop around there to obviously get the 30. Twins to the short side. Wiseman turns, talks to Hampton, takes the snap. Looks right, throws underneath. The ball tipped and batted down by Thompson in the open field. It'll be third down and 30. Trying to get it outside here again to his wide receiver, Eskandon. And so third and 30. And Gibbon looks like maybe a little bit of the magic for tonight has run out. But you cannot fault the effort of these two teams. Been pretty entertaining. They've been thrown off their schedule a little bit by all the flags. But again, if they've earned them, then that's one of the reasons. Third and 30. They bring everybody in tight, stay out of the pistol formation. Wood River, fakes coming, and now we've got movement. It looked like the back took off for Gibbon before the ball was snapped. So they'd been so clean, and now on this series, four penalties for 30 yards. And they are already back in their own time zone. They're on their own side of the 50. It is third and 35. I guess if you get this, you get frequent flyer mileage the next time around. Can Gibbon find some magic? And they seem a little confused now as they line up to go for it on third down and forever. Back to pass, Wiseman throws it out here in the flat, hook and ladder. And they will get that ball over to Eskandon. He's around the right side. 40, 30, 20. They did it. Touchdown, Gibbon. There are no flags on the field. The hook and ladder actually worked. Wood River kind of figured it out right when the ball was snapped, but they couldn't get adjusted. And it is a four-point game. Hampton takes it in on what will go down as a 52-yard touchdown. And there is 2:18 to go. The extra point kick of Vila is on the way, and it is good. Our 5 points bank touchdown, a 52-yard hook and ladder. 2:18 to go in the game. Wood River 36, Gibbon 33.
Synergize from Ag Explorer International is your all-in-one drip control, defoamer, surfactant, and ammonium salts with a water conditioner and absorption activator. Synergize is the number one AMS replacement on the market. Over 30 million acres worldwide have made the right choice with Synergize. Contact Mid-Nebraska Chemical today for a dealer in your area to get Synergize, NutriPak, Enzone, and other great products from Ag Explorer International. 308-468-6206.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Wiseman, fourth touchdown pass of the night. to Hyde, who then handed it off on the hook and ladder to Hampton. Now, does Gibbon onside kick it? I would assume they will, even though they've got two timeouts. You just want to give yourself a couple of chances. You're not going to boot it in the end zone anyway. So here comes the onside kick. Good bounce, and it is going to be covered. Oh, man, Herman did a great job, and he took a shot. That's old school right there. That was a great kick. It took a pretty good hop, but Herman, just like a shortstop, covered it, dives on it at midfield, and now they need a first down to finish 5-4. Gibbon has to come up with a stop. There's still a lot of work to do. Even if they get a stop, you'll see Waddington punt it, and Gibbon would probably be going 80 yards in about a minute 40, and they just used the hook and ladder. 36-33, late night Friday night football. They hand it off to Thompson. He tries to break outside, uses the stiff arm, breaks a tackle inside the 45, close to the first down at the 42-yard line as he was able to stiff arm Tamayo there. And do we have a flag again? I do not see any laundry on the field, but we have a timeout called by Gibbon. Okay, but a timeout called and a 9-yard gain by Camden Thompson. Only his second carry of the half. He has one touchdown and 30 yards. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. It's 36-33 Wood River. We'll be right back.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that Barney Insurance, your independent insurance agent, and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Contact Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln, or log on to barneyinsurance.net.
Duda here with you from Gibbon. Second down and one, Wood River at the Gibbon 43-yard line. They lead it 36-33 with 2:08 to go. And a first down basically could do it here. Gibbon has only one timeout remaining. They'll hand it off straight up the middle. Thompson has the first down inside the 40 to the 39-yard line. He'll pick up four more. 20 first downs here in the ball game for Wood River tonight. And they still have a little work to do with 2:04, but as long as they get a clean exchange, they should be okay. And as much as they've ran quarterback Tanner Herman tonight, I would think you just keep it in his hands, and now the clock is running, and they're just going to stand around and use as much time as they can. 25-second play clock clicking down. 1:45 to go. They still stay, of course, out of that spread. Herman calls for it, hands it off, follows the zine right side. Thompson will get to the 36-yard line, and we'll get a timeout called here by Gibbon. That'll be their final timeout. A gain of 3 that time. Timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. Again, been a great regular season. Looking forward to the playoffs next week. Most of the games tonight are in the book. So let's take a look at the scoreboard at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And then we will have all the scores from around the state coming up. In fact, all but like two games are done. One of those is on ESPN 1460, where Kearney Catholic leads Holdridge 68-28. McCook trailing Scott's Bluff 23-13 in the third quarter. Lexington has beaten Alliance 28-13. York beat Crete 43-7. Northwest over Hastings 48-24. Kearney over North Platte 31-7. Grand Island beat Lincoln East 24-3. Aurora over Central City 47-22. Ord beats Gothenburg 10-7. Minden over Southern Valley 41-0. Broken Bow outscores Centura 41-30. Milford clips Donovan Trumbull 14-13. St. Paul over Central Catholic 48-3. Sutton beat St. Cecilia 54-0. Superior shut out Sandy Creek. No points in the second half. 10-0. The final score. Back to action here. On second down and 7, they'll turn Thompson. They come through and they swarm him. He's going to lose all the yards that he just made. Loss of 3 on the play, but Gibbon can't do anything. It's going to be third down and 10. So this will run the clock down once they blow it ready for play. So they blow it at 120. They can run it to 55. If they do punt it, They won't have to punt it until there's inside about 20 seconds remaining in the game. Wood River has their timeouts if they want to use them. Clock approaching 1 minute. Third and 10. Wood River has to execute, and this one will be over. Taking the snap. Quarterback keeper. Herman's going to roll to the right, see what he can get to the 35, and he's going to be brought down by Wiseman at the 34-yard line. Going to be a gain of 5. And let's see how long to get that ball put down and in play. Waiting, waiting. And there they start the clock. They can run it down to 12 seconds. Call timeout. Pump the ball away. Or they could run it down to 12 seconds, and where they're all on the field, they could run the other way and fall down. And that's what Wood River's going to do. They'll let this clock run down as far as they can and then call the timeout. Brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. And they will stop the clock with 13 seconds to go. It's 4th and 5 Wood River at the Gibbon 34-yard line. 13 seconds to go, 36-33 in favor of Wood River. A few more scores as we get ready for the final few plays. An 8-man tonight. It was Burwell over Ansley Litchfield 48-0. Arcadia Loup City beat Elm Creek 40-6. Bruning Davenport Shickley over Thayer Central 46-12. Overton down Elwood 58-20. Axtell over Blue Hill 62-30. And in 6-man football tonight, Hartland Lutheran beat Silver Lake 78-12. And Maywood Hayes Center knocked off Red Cloud 41-27. Again, the Rivals and Rut Friday Night Scoreboard Show coming up with Jeff Babel and the crew back at the Power 99 studios. We'll have that for you as soon as we are done here in Gibbon. Long game, entertaining game, and just fun to be back over here at Gibbon tonight. What will Wood River elect to do? They are not bringing Waddington out to punt. So they might just take their chances, see if they can get the first down here, and if they don't, rely that they won't give up a 60-yarder. They take it, roll to the right, and up the middle of the field, first down and more, 30, 25. Herman still on his feet to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. He's going to take it all the way in for a touchdown with 2 seconds remaining. And, of course, Gibbon, they're trying to knock the ball loose, but they can't get the tackle, and a 34-yard touchdown run for Tanner Herman, and he has a bushel basket full of them tonight. 2 touchdown runs, 3 touchdown passes, and the score 42-33 with just 2 seconds remaining. So nice run by Herman. Our 5 points bank touchdown from 34 yards out, and now they will attempt the extra point to put the finishing touches on their football season. Herman pounds it through, and it is good. 2 seconds remaining in the game. We'll take one timeout and finish it up right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Well, last year, of course, in that rain, we had a pretty good skirmish. And as you heard from the coaches in the pregame, they know how heated this rivalry was. And we had a lot of penalties in the first half and a ton overall in the ball game for Wood River. But as we mentioned, when you got kind of late in the third quarter and it was 29-26 and both teams realized that they could win this football game, the flags stopped. Now, we did have all those illegal procedures, which have nothing to do with getting testy, but it really hurt them, but it set up the exciting play, the hook and ladder. If they hadn't had 3rd and 35, we wouldn't have seen the hook and ladder. And with 2 seconds to go, all Trejo has to do is squib kick this baby, and we'll be done for the season. Unfortunately for Gibbon, 0-9, not that far removed from a great playoff run, and they'll have a bunch of their kids back next year, only 2 seniors on this squad. For Wood River, Coach Ashby hasn't pointed in the right direction, but he will be losing some key seniors off this football team, and he'll have to build around what's coming back as Wood River will end the season at 5-4 and 0-9 for Gibbon, as Trejo just squibs it, kind of an onside kick. It'll be picked up there by Wiseman. He'll be brought down. Time will expire, and that's it for the season. Had a good one here tonight. Kind of anticipated that we would. Didn't know that we'd have this many points in the ball game, 76 to be exact. And Wood River, after falling to Gibbon last year on their home field, able to get the job here done tonight. Final score is Wood River 43, Gibbon 33, and we will be back with all of the numbers on the New West Sports postgame show right after this.
Buzz's Marine of Kearney wants your used boat this fall. If you bring in your well-loved boat to Buzz's, and it's from 2011 or newer, you get an extra $1,000 added value for your trade-in. Not only that, but your boat's winterization will be on Buzz's Marine. For full details, visit Buzz's at 507 Central Avenue in Kearney or online at buzzesmarine.com to shop the new and used boat selection. This offer expires October 31st. Save on winterization. Save on storage. Save on a new boat. Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. 43-33, your final score here tonight at Gibbon as Wood River comes away with the victory. And here is a look at the final numbers I had. First off, for the Gibbon Buffaloes, they were led by Sean Hampton, 32 carries on the night, 101 yards. He did not have a rushing touchdown, but he did score on that hook and ladder. Daniel Escandon, 3 carries, 1 yard. Matt Wiseman, 2 carries, 7 yards, and a touchdown. 37 rushing attempts, just 109 yards tonight for Gibbon. Through the air, Wiseman was 4 for 8 in the first half with 3 touchdowns and 119 yards. He was 5 of 10 for 106 yards and a touchdown in the second half, 9 of 18, 4 touchdowns, 225 yards through the air, 109 on the ground, 334 for the Gibbon offense. They had 17 first downs, 4 punts in the game for an average of about 37 yards. They did have 2 fumbles. One of those was on a 4th down where they were not going to get it, so whether he threw it forward or not, it goes down as a fumble. 10 penalties for 75 yards in the game tonight for Gibbon. And we will look at their scoring in just a moment. We'll give you the final numbers for Wood River right after this.
When you hear one of your friends talking about the best Philly steak sandwich around, you know they must be talking about Klinger's Place in Wood River. Stop in and try one of their daily homemade lunch and dinner specials. Klinger's Place invites everyone to come and enjoy the Husker game day every Saturday. If you want to spend your game day watching the Huskers, enjoying good food, good service, and a great atmosphere, this is the place to be. So get to Klinger's Place in Wood River today. The staff and management would like to say, go Eagles!
Gibbon Packing is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes and would like to wish them good luck in the competition. Looking for great pay and benefits? Gibbon Packing is currently accepting applications for production and maintenance positions. No experience is necessary. Call Sarah at 308-468-7279 for more details or stop by the Guard Shack for an application at 218 Highway 30 in Gibbon. Gibbon Packing is an equal opportunity employer. Good luck, athletes!
Now look at the final numbers for Wood River tonight. They were led in rushing by Tanner Herman, 29 carries, 98 yards, 2 touchdowns. Camden Thompson, 10 carries, 34 yards, and a touchdown. Jose Trejo, 2 carries, 4 yards. Grant Cannon, 1 carry, 7 yards. Caleb Stewart, 1 carry, -2. 43 rushing attempts, 141 yards on the ground. Ty Swanson came in and threw the ball around in the second half a little bit as he put it up 11 times and completed six of those 11 passes for 63 yards and a touchdown. Herman in the first half, 11 of 18 for two touchdowns and 153, 2 of 3 for 32 yards in the second half. So 185 for Herman, 63 for Swanson, 248 through the air, 141 on the ground, 389 yards of total offense for Wood River, gave them 20 first downs. They punted it four times. Waddington averaged about 42 yards a punt, had the one fumble, but 14 penalties for 133 yards tonight against the Wood River Eagles. Don't forget the Rivals and Ruts Friday night scoreboard show is coming up, but first our wrap-up. Scoring Wrap brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered, wrapped up in one great insurance agent, Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. Gibbon got the ball to start the game but went three and out. And after a short punt, a 47-yard drive was capped off when Herman hit Coy Gideon on a three-yard pass play. The two-point conversion made it 8-0. And with 5:17 to go in the first quarter, it was Wood River on top first. But then Gibbon scores 20 in a row, a four-yard pass from Wiseman to Tamayo. He had just dropped one. They went right back to him, and he didn't really drop it. He got rocked. He caught it and got rocked at the goal line. So they went right back to him. Avila made the kick. It was 8-7 Wood River. Then on Wood River's next possession, they snapped it over the punter Evan Waddington's head. He ran back to about the 10, picked it up, tried to kick it, and it was blocked by Braxton Smith. Gibbon was able to cover it at the 13-yard line, and Wiseman hooked up on a 12-yard pass with Lopez. The two-point run was no good. 3 seconds to go in the first quarter. Gibbon was on top 13-8. And then in the second quarter, after an 80-yard touchdown run by Sean Hampton was called back by a hold, they hooked up on a 57-yard touchdown pass from Wiseman to Lopez, their second connection. Everybody up here kind of agreed that he probably stepped out of bounds before he caught the ball, but in the end, it's not going to make a bit of difference. Avila made the kick. So it was 20-8. Gibbon was 7:02 to go in the second quarter, and until that time, they hadn't scored more than 20 points all year long. But then Wood River is able to put it back together. A 24-yard touchdown pass from Herman to Trail with 3:03 to go made it 20-15. Then Gibbon went for it on a fake punt, fourth down in their own territory, gave it up at the 47-yard line with less than 2 minutes to go in the half, and Wood River made him pay. Herman took it in from 1 yard out with 17 seconds to go and added the kick, or added the two-point conversion, Herman to Zazine. And so at half, it was 23-20 in favor of Wood River. Wood River started a good march in the opening possession of the third quarter, but Sam Kuchera covered a fumble, the only turnover of the game for Wood River. They went 36 yards, capped by a 5-yard run by Wiseman, and Gibbon would be on top for the final time tonight, 26-23. Then you had back-to-back turnovers for the Gibbon Buffaloes. They had a fumble on an incomplete fourth down. They were trying to go on fourth down, and it looked like maybe Hampton tried to shovel it forward. And then Colin Hurley recovered a fumble at the Gibbon 47-yard line. That was capped off with 1:01 to go in the third quarter when Ty Swanson hit Stewart on a 12-yard touchdown pass. The kick was no good. 29-26 Wood River. They took a 36-26 lead with 4:45 to go in the game on a third 3-yard run by Camden Thompson. That came right after they converted a third down and 9. Then the 52-yard hook and ladder where Wiseman threw it to Hyde. He pitched it back to Sean Hampton, who took it the last 45 yards, and that cut it to 36-33 with 2:18 to go in the game. And they never got the ball back, and Herman took it in on the next-to-last play of the game to make it 43-33, and that's our scoring wrap brought to you by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered, wrapped up in one great insurance agent. Thanks to all the coaches, the players, the athletic directors, and, of course, the sponsors and fans as we made it through the 2018 regular season. The playoffs begin in 8-man Thursday, 11-man and 6-man next Friday, and we will have you covered here on Power 99, The Breeze 94.5, ESPN 1460 and 1550 and 1230 AM. KHAS, Kearney will be in, Hastings will be in, St. Cecilia will be in, Adams Central will be in, and plenty of other teams around the area. For our producer-engineer, Cassie Sloan, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for being with us tonight. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. The Rivals and Ruts Friday night scoreboard show with Jeff Babel is coming up next.
The proceeding has been a Platte River Radio Classic Hits Power 99 Sports production brought to you by Platte River Preps. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, visit PlatteRiverPreps.com.